Shelbyville.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
All my favorite pumpkin treats.
Back at Fresh's Big Boy.
Pumpkin cheese cake. Pumpkin spice caramel cake. Pumpkin pie. And they're all scrumdilly upsish. And they are for big kids too. Did you know the pumpkin is a new superfood?
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
And pumpkin!
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnge creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Myring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Myring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And good evening to you high school sports fans. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We are at Wapakoneta's Harmon Field in Auglaize County, the scene of tonight's Division VI state semifinal between the Anna Rockets and the Mechanicsburg Indians. Anna 12-1, champs of Region 23, Mechanicsburg 11-2, champs of Region 24. Mechanicsburg advanced to the state semifinals in 2013. In 2015, went to a regional championship game. Last week, Anna's first ever regional title in high school football. It should be a doozy of a game, very exciting. And it should be a dogfight, a real scrap in the trenches, and probably a dynamite contest with two explosive offenses. Anna, in its last eight wins, Mercy Rule triumphs seven times in all 12 victories. Anna has scored in the 40s and 50s,
Mechanicsburg has scored in the 40s and 50s in 9 of its 11 wins. Anna plays in the Midwest Athletic Conference. Mechanicsburg and the Ohio Heritage Conference, Chuck. Anna's opponents have about 12 or 13 more wins this year than Mechanicsburg's. Differences in the level of competition for sure. Technically, Mechanicsburg finished third in its league, dropping games to West Liberty Salem in conference play in week 10 and earlier in the year to West Jefferson. No shame in those two losses.
No.
Those two clubs played in a D5 regional title last week. Anna's only set back in the MAC to Marion Local by 3 points. Anna joined Marion Local and Minster as part of a three-way tie atop the very tough Midwest Athletic Conference.
Well, if anybody from Marion Local is listening, don't write to me. This is just my opinion, but Marion Local would not want to play Anna right now. This is Anna's game to lose tonight. They have played tougher competition. They've got more athletes. They're going to be hard. They've been impossible to stop in the playoffs, and I don't see how Mechanicsburg is going to slow them down. The only way that I think Anna could lose the game is if they turn it over in key situations and make some mistakes.
And maybe that's the only way Ohio State can lose tomorrow versus Michigan.
Well, I agree. They got more athletes and playing up there, and I won't say what house I usually call it, but the big house is a tough place to go. And this, you know, Anna's been on this field, and you asked me if I thought that was an advantage.
Right.
And it might be a teeny bit just because, you know, maybe it feels a little more at home to them since they've been here once. But, I mean, except for the facilities of the stands and the press box, this is a beautiful venue, and they're going to knock this side down and put up new bleachers and new press box next year, which doesn't help tonight, but this is a good situation. And Anna, I mean, you come this far, you don't want to give one away. I think they're going to be incredibly focused tonight.
Right. The Rockets have rushed the football for 750 yards in the three games in the playoffs. That is an incredulous figure. Anna's averaging 455 yards per game, 325 per game on the ground. Mechanicsburg just under 400 per game, 215 rushing, a little over 180 passing compared to Anna's 120 passing per contest. Anna's thrown the ball less than 100 times in 13 games this year. I asked Anna head coach Nick Marino earlier this week, Chuck, do you think you'll pass it a little more against Mechanicsburg? And he said, not much. And then I asked head coach Kurt Forrest of Mechanicsburg, hey, do you think Mechanicsburg will throw the football more than Anna? And he said, not much. So both coaches had the same answer. This game is going to be decided in the trenches, tackle to tackle, and running the football.
Well, and both coaches said they're going to throw the ball if they have to.
Right.
And that's where Mechanicsburg does not want to get. They do not want to throw the ball in throwing situations, because when you talk about Will Luthman, you talk about Malachi Minnick.
Right.
Those two young men will get to you and get to you all night long. And if you're throwing on third and eight, if you're throwing on second and 16, you're probably in trouble.
Riley Hillscamp, 10 yards per carry on the year, 37 TDs. Mark Bixler, the quarterback, 8 yards per carry, 25 TDs. As I mentioned, Anna has pitched the football down the field just 91 times in 13 games. But as you suggested, the Rockets throw most often on their terms and are completing 72% of those 91 aerials.
Well, they run, because they run the ball so well, their play-action passing is outstanding, and they have really burned. They burned Minster. They've burned a couple of teams of games that we've seen where the running game's going so well, and they fake it. The safety comes racing up to try to stop the run, and they just throw the ball over the top. And they're very, very effective throwing the football in their situations.
Mechanicsburg's got a two-headed monster at quarterback. Two young men will play there for head coach Kurt Forrest, Logan Hurst and Aaron Conley. They are the two QBs. Conley, 125 yards per game passing.
Hurst about 50 per game passing. Each one a pretty accomplished runner, and that's the thing that Anna's defense has got to be on the watch for. Both Conley and Hurst will run the football about 5.5 yards per carry from the quarterback spot.
Well, and if they're called runs, I think Anna will be okay. The way you get burned is if you lose containment on a passing play and you allow them to get to the outside one way or another.
Right.
And that's what Bixler does a great job of doing.
Last week, Anna routed Archbold 42-7, 294 yards, 34 plays, 16 yards per rush, Chuck, last week by Anna in the first half versus Archbold.
Right, and then Archbold truly controlled the second half as far as running, taking care of the football. They just didn't put any points on the board.
Right, right. Mechanicsburg last week built up a commanding 42-14 lead over Covington, won the game 42-26. Sophomore Jake Hurst, who's not 6 feet tall, he's not a huge young man by any stretch, but he scored 4 touchdowns, 2 receiving, 2 rushing, and then on defensive linebacker, 13 tackles, 2.5 sacks, a forced fumble, a fumble recovery, and 2 blocked PATs. That's a full season for a lot of high school players.
Well, he's 5'8", 165, and he's a sophomore. So I looked at you, and you told me his stats from last week. I'm looking out there looking for some big kid.
Right.
And then I found the number, and I went back over and looked, and he's not a big kid, but you know what? He must have a lot of heart.
Well, this should be a great game tonight. We're due for one here in the playoffs.
We haven't had one yet.
Anna might want to say otherwise. They're right. on a roll.
Yeah, they would love to just go ahead and mercy rule all the way to carry that big trophy home. The only really good game we had in the playoffs was Loramie and Marion Local.
Yep, and that was a thriller, 24-21. Fort Loramie lost a heartbreaker to the Flyers in overtime at St. Mary's. We'll note our anchor underwriting sponsors for you. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around. A couple of new underwriting sponsors, Hoying and Hoying Builders, McCartyville Road in Anna, and Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants, right in the heart of downtown Fort Loramie.
Nice to have them aboard.
Yes. As mentioned, Nick Marino, 5-year head coach at Anna. Kurt Forrest, 10-year head coach at Mechanicsburg. They're buddies. These two clubs scrimmage each August. No secrets. Everything's out on the table for this game. Both Nick and Kurt go to meetings, clinics together. Anna last week, as we noted, triumphant, scoring 3 touchdowns in the first 10 plays, getting out of the gate fast against Archbold.
Yeah, we executed really well on the offense side of the ball and didn't really have the ball that much. So we one of the things we looked at is we got to get off the field a lot more quickly on defense to get the football back for us, too. So some of those drives they had took a little while. We bent and didn't break, which hasn't been our style at all. It's not like the style that we like to play. But we didn't give up scores, especially in that first half, and that was a big deal to keep them off the board. And then did have the really good defensive play by Brandon Shannon, that scoop and score.
Yep.
That was a game-changing type play. So all those factors, and obviously we ran the ball pretty well.
You're getting a propensity now for the big play. You won't turn that down, but that puts your defense right back on the field in a hurry.
Yeah, you can't complain about that. But the good thing is a lot of those guys play offense and defense, so that means they're on the field either way. So
right.
A lot of those guys are playing both ways. So, we got to make sure, though, defensively, just from last week and in looking at Mechanicsburg, we got to get off the field. Can't allow them to try to ball control us and effectively run the football consistently.
Again, your offensive line, a bunch of road graders up front, Hulskamp and Bixler, 5-10 yards downfield on a few plays before they were even touched.
Yeah, several times. I think our line's doing a good job. They're doing a good job of getting or blocking and getting on the correct angle. and being physical when they get there, so people are having trouble getting off us. I got a few kids we're worried about tonight, you know, looking at a couple, their one linebacker is really, really quick, so yes. We got to make sure we get up on him. We got our eyes up for him as well, because he'll shoot the gap on you if you don't. We got to make sure those guys are really, really eye disciplined, I guess, for our offensive line.
Mm-hmm. Highlight those offensive line people one by one by one.
Yeah.
They have excelled, and I can't imagine there's a better offensive line in Division 6 in the state of Ohio.
Yeah, starting with Will Luthman at left guard. He's our most physical offensive lineman. He's got the most physical tools. Then you got Dylan Steineke Ellinger at the left tackle. Another physical kid, Luke Dye, an all-league kid, all-Southwest District kid. So those are your three that are the most physically, and then physical, I guess you could say. And then you look at Anton's a big physical right guard. Anthony Billing does a good job. And then Pops is just a technician. He's a little bit smaller than the other four, but he does a really good job of blocking well, knowing his assignments, knows how to work leverage with his body, and does a pretty good job with that.
Do Uhlskamp and Bixler take those five out to dinner every now and then?
Yeah, I think they take them out and feed them a little bit. Most of those guys eat well enough on their own, though, so they're doing just fine with that.
Nick Marino, our guest before tonight's big state semifinal between Anna and Mechanicsburg. It's an opposing team that uses two quarterbacks most of the time.
Yeah, they use multiple quarterbacks. They run the same stuff with them a lot.
Uh-huh.
So they might like to run a little more physical between the tackles with three, and tends a little bit quicker. But they run a lot of the same plays over and over. We kind of try to say, is there a reason for one or the other? And we're not really finding a whole lot of reasons. They both throw the deep ball decently well, and they don't throw the ball out. They're a 70-30 run-to-pass team. So we're going to have to make sure we defend the run. But that's what they want to do, is add an extra running back into the backfield and do some read stuff to slow you down. And we got to make sure we're able to attack that.
It's a shotgun team, but really a lot of varied plays off that look.
Yeah, the shotgun. They'll go under center a little too, so we'll see if they get much under center. We're kind of expecting a little bit of that. But no, they do a lot of, they give us a lot of different looks, a lot of formations. You'll see 5, 6, 7 different unbalanced formations. Now, they don't carry that much into a game, but they've put 35 formations out there for you to look at, so you don't know quite what you're going to get.
Right.
I think, there's a lot of things you can look at. They played a 3-4 team last week, so you can see a lot of things that you might get, though.
Yeah, speaking of Mechanicsburg quarterbacks, they will run the football from the QB spot for a two-point conversion quite frequently.
Yeah, they like to run two-point conversion plays over and over, and they got a lot of different ones, a lot of quarterback runs, a lot of things. You got to get downhill and be physical. I mean, a lot of empty runs too, so you got a lot of different, they try to give you a lot to look at, and it's effective for them because they're doing the same thing up front with their guys. It's just the variation of the formation makes you adjust.
Hey, there are no secrets going into this game. Mechanicsburg is a team Anna has scrimmaged the last few years, and you've got a Champaign County connection with Coach Kurt Forrest.
Yeah, Kurt, we used to go to some coaching clinics and so forth together, and we scrimmage every year, so they've always given us a good look at scrimmages, and they're pretty physical team, and we know that going in, so it's good to know that ahead of time.
Hey, one thing I've been impressed with about your club is the way your wide receivers continue to block and stay on men downfield, giving Uhlskamp and Bixler those extra 10 or 15 yards.
Yeah, our receivers pride themselves on blocking, and that's huge because you got to be unselfish to do that. I mean, we talk about what we expect our kids to be humble, to work, to be disciplined, to buy and do what's right. And those are our five football musts we always talk about. And it's humble for those guys to go down the field and block because we don't throw the ball a ton. We throw it, but not a ton. And it takes special kids and a team-first mentality for those guys to go down the field and block their butts off every play, because you see a lot of teams where guys don't do that.
Special teams were spot on last week against Archbold.
Yeah, that's got to be a big force again Friday night. We got to win the special teams battle. That's maybe one of the bigger factors in the football game tonight. It's how much do we excel on special teams?
Head coach Nick Marino of Anna highlighting special teams. Will Luthman last week, Chuck, on kickoffs, 53.5 yards averaging per kickoff after Anna scores. That's impressive.
Right, and I think the week before it was even more.
Right.
So, yeah, he is a weapon on kickoffs, and they get the kickoff so often because they score so many points.
And how about the extra point booting with Zach Ambus? He was perfect last week.
Yes,
yeah, 6 for 6 a week ago, 77 for 85 on the year. Not too shabby.
No, 85 touchdowns. If you kick him 76, well, you only miss 8. That's not a bad season.
Meanwhile, interestingly enough, head coach Kurt Forrest of Mechanicsburg will go for 2 more often than not.
Well,
he talked about his connection in Champaign County with Nick Marino of Anna.
Nick's a great guy. I've known him for a long time, you know, from his days coaching at Urbana. And I remember reading about him in the newspaper as a player when I was down at Wittenberg keeping up on Champaign County football. And then we got to become pretty good friends, you know, whether it's a coach's clinics or traveling around the talk ball or whatever it may be. And then when he was an assistant at Urbana and I came back here, we got to know each other. And then he became the head coach at Urbana. And we scrimmaged each other then. And then we've scrimmaged each other here the last 4 or 5 years that he's been up at Anna and, you know, myself here at Mechanicsburg, we scrimmage, so very familiar with each other. Nick's a great guy, a lot of respect for him. He's just a great human being, great person, a guy I enjoy being around, guy I enjoy talking to.
Hey, you've gone a long way to establishing outstanding football tradition here at Mechanicsburg. You're number 10 for you as head coach. Superb campaign again in 2019, 11-2 heading into this state semifinal. Talk about the growth and development of your club. Just 2 setbacks. You've run up a lot of points. Very balanced offensively and defensively. What are you working on late in the season? What surprised you over the course of the campaign? You're obviously very happy with this team.
Yeah, the results have spoken for themselves at this point.
Right.
We knew we were a very talented group of individuals coming into the year, and we kind of challenged them, you know, to take the talented individuals and become a team, to become a group of people that are, you know, we're willing to sacrifice for each other for one common goal, you know, to be a team. And here in the playoffs, I think we've done it. I thought week 10 was a kind of a wake-up call, a very humbling experience for a lot of our young men.
Mm-hmm.
And then kind of made us come together as a group, and you've seen the results throughout the playoffs, you know, 32-7 down in the Dina, you know, a 48-7 win there at Grandview, and they scored on the last play of the game against, you know, our younger guys.
Right.
And then an awesome performance against Covington, you know, a 42-26 win there that maybe wasn't quite as close as that final score indicates.
Sure.
So you've seen the results on the field. But our young men, they're very talented, very, very strong pound-for-pound kids. They work in the weight room like crazy. And you're starting to see the results of them coming together as a team now.
Before we highlight key personnel, shotgun look on offense, even front primarily on defense.
Yeah, I'd consider us a shotgun one-back offense. I don't know if you can pigeonhole us, you know, one way or the other in any sort of a genre. You know, people, you know, they see spread, you know, shotgun team. Well, that can mean a million things. We use lots of tight ends and wings. We'll be balanced. We'll be unbalanced. We'll use one back. Heck, there might even be times we're under-centered in the I formation at times. You know, if we think it can help us win the game, then we'll give it a shot.
Right.
But primarily, we'll be shotgun, and we'll have one running back there, and our quarterback kind of acts as the second running back at times.
You've got a Hurst or two on the field, both outstanding players. Highlight your personnel. Who will we be talking about most often tonight during play-by-play?
I think it starts off with our running back, Chase Probst, and then he's complemented by Jake Hurst, who will run the ball and catch ball. We have an excellent receiver out wide in Keith Bebout, and Mac DeLong is a great complement to him outside as well. Kick Steele is a fantastic blocking tight end, and he can sneak down the seam on you if you're not careful.
And then Logan Hurst and Aaron Conley share the quarterback duties.
They do. They do a great job. They're very unselfish kids. You know, both of them love the game, and they're very intelligent guys, and they both leave it out on the field all the time. They're good leaders, so we felt that they were very, you know, similar in their abilities and keep them fresh since they both play defense. So, plus, you know, if one of them ever got banged up, we had one ready to go.
Sure. Kurt Forrest, head coach of Mechanicsburg in year 10, leading his team into this state semifinal match with Anna here tonight. Obviously, you are familiar with the Rockets. No secrets. Each team's played 13 games. You've seen a lot of video. Both teams with great respect for
or the other.
Yep, there's no doubt about it. Marino and the Anna Rockets, you know, he's got a fantastic ball club up there. He's got two very, very talented kids in the backfield, number 4, number 20. They're the running back, quarterback, and their offensive line is big and athletic and well-coached. And if there's an option scheme in the world that you can think of, they've ran it and they've tried it and they've done it. So there's a million things that you got to prepare for. But at the end of the day, you know, they're going to be physical and they're going to play hard, and you'll be able to wrap up those backs.
What are your practice sessions like Thanksgiving week?
We try to keep it as similar as normal and try to have a lot of fun with it too. You know, everybody's always talked about playing football on Thanksgiving. We get to do it for real. So that's pretty cool. This is only the second time in my lifetime that, you know, we've got the opportunity to do this. So I'm kind of a little more familiar with it now. But it's a special, special thing, and I'm glad we get to do it with this group of kids and have some fun with them.
Yeah, this is year 10 for you. As we've noted, where does this club stack up with your other 9? Maybe it's too soon to call. Have you got a state semi, maybe a state championship game left to be played?
Yeah, obviously the proof's always in the pudding, as you like to say, and the results will speak for themselves. You know, the team I know around here in the community that is speaking very highly of is that 2015 ball club.
Right.
Ranks up there with any in school history, so I think the conversation would probably begin with them. The 16 team was pretty darn good. The 14 team was pretty darn good. They lost a heartbreaker to Minster in double overtime. Then our 13 team went to the Final Four. So they'd be somewhere in that mix, and obviously we're still playing, so we'll let the results sort themselves out.
Turnovers, takeaways, always big in crucial football games at key moments in the contest. How has your team fared in that department this season?
I'll tell you what, starting at the beginning of the year, and you know, the first half of the first game, I thought we were allergic to the football at first. So since then, we've came a long, long way. We've done a pretty good job of taking care of the football since then over the second half of the season. You know, we've really improved a ton in that category, and we've usually found a way to take the ball away once or twice. So as teams that usually have success, you know, we've done a good job in that department, but it's going to be big, big on Friday night.
That is Kurt Forrest, head coach of the Mechanicsburg Indians. Chuck, interestingly, in that turnover takeaway department, Anna, plus 20, plus 2-0 on the year, Mechanicsburg plus 4.
Yeah, well, I mean, that would tend to kind of lean towards Anna. Last week, wasn't the team, they had a negative turnover ratio.
Archbold did, yes.
Yep.
Kurt Forrest, head coach of the Mechanicsburg Indians in year number 10. He's a Wittenberg graduate, played football there. He was the quarterback of the first playoff team, by the way, at Mechanicsburg in 1999. Captained the first district championship basketball team for the Indians. Here come the Anna Rockets on the home side of the stadium at Harmon Field. Attired in the green jerseys, white numerals, white pants with green piping, white headgear with a green stripe down the middle. Across the way, the Indians of Mechanicsburg. Bright mustard yellow pants with a purple stripe. White jerseys, purple numerals outlined in the gold, and purple helmets. Great night for high school football, Chuck. Slight wind out of the north, not much. Chance of rain, very little. Temperature hovering around 40, might drop down to the mid to upper 30s before the night is out. Won't get to freezing. No precipitation till tomorrow afternoon.
No, and I'm looking at the flag and the flags on the goalpost. They're not moving at all. So it looks, if I'm not mistaken, I think Anna won the toss, elected, and they deferred. So the ball will go to Mechanicsburg. Yep, they're getting ready to line up. So Mechanicsburg will get it first.
The quarterback for the Mechanicsburg Indians, Logan Hurst. He'll share the duties with Aaron Conley. Hurst, 6 feet, 2 inches tall, the better runner. McConley, 5'9". Hurst is a 185-pounder. Conley, 165. Conley, by the way, just a sophomore. The feature running back with over 1,300 yards and 22 TDs on the year is Chase Probst. We'll keep an eye on him, number 25, as well as Jake Hurst, cousin of the quarterback, Logan. Jake, quite an athlete. 19 yards per catch at that running back spot. Or I should say, yes, and he's got 86 tackles defensively. on the year. Opening kickoff to start the game. Run back by Mechanicsburg. Well, from inside the 10, the return man scoots to the far side. He gets a wall of blockers. 25-30, dashing to the 40 and over it.
That was Mac DeLong, and I'll tell you what, they faked the reverse that time, and it held Anna up enough that he went ahead and he got the corner turned over there. That was a nice return, well set up.
Wide receiver Mac DeLong, 5'8", 160, a senior. Boy, he sprinted. He used the width of the field and then went up the far boundary in front of the Mechanicsburg bench. Great return of the opening kickoff as he scrambled back up the gridiron about 37 yards. First and 10, Indians at their own 43 to start. As I mentioned, Logan Hurst and Aaron Conley share the QB duties. Props to running back, Jake Hurst to running back. And Mechanicsburg runs it outside left tackle. It is props, and he wedges for two on the game's opening play. That's all, just 2 yards. DeLong, a wide receiver, with the standout feature wide receiver, Keith Bebout, 5'10", 165, a junior. Tight end is Kix Teal, 6 feet, 190, a senior. Offensive line, Noah Wolf, 5'11", 185. Caden Coleman, 5'9", 240. Jake Teal, brother of Kick, 6'1", 230. Jaron Patterson, 5'10", 205. Tristan Hall, 6'1", 205. Well, Mechanicsburg, as we expected, it's the Indians' objective first, as it's Anna's. The purple and gold run the football on second down and long and carve out about 3.5 or 4 right up the gut. It was propsed again, and that leaves Mechanicsburg with a third and every bit of 5 from the Indians' 48. Egbert in on the tackle for Anna. Mechanicsburg in a tight formation, not a passing look, and they're going to run it right up the gut. It's the inside handoff to Props. Props nudges to the 50. No more thrown back. He might have squeezed out 2. Is it 4-down territory for head coach Kurt Forrest?
Well, they're at midfield, and they're discussing it over there, that's for sure.
4th down and 3 for Mechanicsburg at the 50-yard line. After a terrific kickoff return to start the game, Mechanicsburg generates just 7 yards on 3 running plays, and Mechanicsburg is going to go for it. Tight formation, and the quarterback is 6-7 yards behind the line in the shotgun. And it's a quick pooch kick. Nice piece of strategy, and it takes a hop at the 22. It thinks about going out of bounds at the 15 or 16, but does not. It stays in the field of play and trickles all the way down to the 7.
We've seen a lot of teams use that little, what I used to call a quick kick back in the day, but a pooch kick, and it's effective because there's nobody back there. So if you get the ball past the line of scrimmage, wherever it bounces to is where it's going to end up. That was very effective.
Nicely done by Conley. Mechanicsburg had no intention to go for it.
No.
On 4th and 3. They're playing the game of field position right now, attempting to back Anna up, forcing the Rockets to go 93 yards. 1st and 10, Anna at their own 7. We'll check out the Rockets offensively in a moment. Here's Bixler handing off on the play to Yuleskamp. Yuleskamp tries the left side. He snowed under. He lost 2.
No gain on the play.
Ball marked for play at the 6. It's going to be 2nd down and 11. We played 2.5 minutes opening quarter. Noah Wolf stuffed Yuleskamp. 2 receivers each way for Bixler, who's in the spread, back at his own 2. Bixler's got Jeffrey Richards, Nolan Emerson, Cameron Stewart, and Isaac Leininger as his receivers. Of course, the feature tailback, the always dangerous Riley Yuleskamp. Snap to Bart. Give to Yuleskamp, right tackle. Oh, he cuts it back against the grain. Knifes across the 15. Tripped up at about the 16 or 17. It is going to be very close to a 1st down. It is. Anna picks it up. They got just exactly what they needed.
Well, I'll tell you, Keith Bebout was laying on the ground for Mechanicsburg. He got him by the shoe, or it was 7-0.
Yeah, Yuleskamp made a terrific slash at the line of scrimmage, knifing his way back against the flow. And Yuleskamp is so quick at doing that. If you get caught going in the wrong direction, and Uhlskamp passes you, you'll never catch up. And he scampers for a quick eight on first and down, on first and 10 from the 18-yard line. Second down and two. Bixler on the keeper, fakes it to Uhlskamp, and there he goes, sliding around the left end, short side of the field, up the sideline to the 30, and he stretches out to the 32. He's got the first down. Well, with a quick burst, four plays, the Rockets move it from their own 7 to the 32. We've played 4 minutes, opening quarter, no score. Snap to Bixler, fakes to Uhlskamp. Bart keeps up the middle. Right behind is all-league center Luke Dye, charges to the 38-yard line. Tackle made on the play by Gabe Chandler for Mechanicsburg. Logan Hurst assisted. Gain good for 6 on the opening down. Second down and 4. Anna at the Rockets 38. Bixler. Oh, he takes the snap. A short drop he wants to throw. He's got a wide open receiver in the flat. Caught at the 45. He makes a man miss. Makes another man miss. Look out. He might take it to the house. And he does. Touchdown. Nolan Emerson caught it down the left sideline, Chuck. It looked like a rather innocent first down pass play. He was going to advance the chains, but two or three defenders from Mechanicsburg dove at the feet of Emerson, missed him, and it was just a scoot to the end zone all the way to the house. Anna's got 6 points in what, a half a dozen plays.
That was very poorly played by the defenders that time out there. But a nice job by Emerson.
Here's the PAT try by Ambus of Anna. It's on the way, and it is good. 7:41 left, opening stanza. Anna 7, Mechanicsburg nothing on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Well, Bart Bixler just completed about an 8 or 9 yard strike to Nolan Emerson, who then ran 50 plus for the touchdown, and he turned on the afterburners. Chuck, there is speed all over this field for the green and white.
Yeah, and these turf fields just make them faster.
Uh-huh. Well, Anna kicked off to start the game. Anna's kicking off again, 4 minutes and 19 seconds into the first quarter. Luthman, who averaged better than 50 yards per kickoff last week, booms this one, and going deep is DeLong. He's down to the 3-yard line, tries to make an over-the-shoulder catch, muffs it. It bounds into the end zone. He runs it down 5 yards deep, and it's an automatic touchback. It is so difficult at the high school level, Chuck, for a high school offense to start from the 20.
Constantly. Yeah.
Not make a mistake and move it down the field.
Yep.
Get the chains advanced, string together 6 or 7 first downs without a penalty, without a bad play. It's challenging.
It's very challenging.
Indians come up to the line of scrimmage. Again, the quarterbacks will be alternated tonight. Logan Hurst, Aaron Conley, Hurst 6'2", Conley 5'9", running play, Indians around the right side. It's Jace Probst. Oh, he gets a nice block. He puts his head down and digs toward the Mechanicsburg sideline, and he rumbles out over the 25 to the 27 or 28. Leininger caught him, but that's a very productive first down run.
Yep.
By Mechanicsburg. Probst had a horde of blockers out in front. Wolf and Coleman paved the way. Mechanicsburg tight formation. Three receivers bunched outside the left tackle. And running this way is Logan Hurst. He puts his head down. The QB's got the first down. He barges to the 30, over it to the 34. First and 10, Mechanicsburg. 7:28 left, first quarter, 7-0, Anna. Anna kicked off to start the game. Outstanding kickoff return over the 40 by Mechanicsburg. But then after gaining just 7 yards and 3 rushes, Mechanicsburg with a pooch punt by the quarterback, and Anna went 93 yards in just a couple of minutes and a small handful of plays. Here's the snap back to Conley. Handoff sweeping wide. It's Probst. Uh-oh. He breaks a tackle. Breaks another into the secondary. He turns on the speed. Anna won't catch him. Probst. 20-10. Gone. Touchdown. 65-yard romp to pay dirt, but Chase Probst.
Wow.
Woo. He's got 1,300 yards on the year. Now pushing 1,400. And Mechanicsburg strikes right back, and it's 7-6, Anna by a point. Boy, that explosion came out of nowhere. Came out of nowhere, I should say.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of shocking. They ran the one where they got the 8 yards on the sweep, and that time he got the corner turn. There was nobody there.
Well, Miscadre is on to try the extra point. Mechanicsburg goes for two quite often. But here's a very high snap from center. Ball is caught by the holder above his head. The place kick is away. Bang, off the right upright. No good. We played half the first quarter. Anna 7, Mechanicsburg 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Oh, Chuck, what a nice piece of blocking up front by Mechanicsburg on that run to pay dirt by Chase Probst. Speed on Anna's side, speed on the Indian side in the form of Chase Probst.
Yeah, they didn't. I mean, he got the corner turn, had a couple of defenders there from Anna. They couldn't run him down.
And he's just a junior for the Indians. 65-yard zip to pay dirt by Chase Probst has made it a 7-6 game. Miscadre's PAT try hit the right post. It was not good.
That's probably why they go for two most of the time.
Yes, indeed. And head coach Kurt Forrest of Mechanicsburg is probably second-guessing himself. Kickoff, Miscadre. Line drive boot. Return, 16-yard line by Malachi Minnick of Anna. Right back up the middle of the field between the hash marks. He goes to the 30, pushing forward to the 32. First and 10, Anna right there. But the Rockets' offensive line was splendid in Anna's first possession. The Indians' offensive line was outstanding in Mechanicsburg's second possession of the football. We'd like to say hello to Dave Bell, huge Anna supporter. He's in Barcelos, Brazil, where he does not any longer have to use the jungle Wi-Fi to hear us. Hello, Dave. Everybody here from Anna says hello to you as well. Rockets to the line of scrimmage, up a .76. Here's Bart Bixler feeding the ball to Uhlskamp. Uhlskamp slithering his way around left end, wriggles over the 35. Oops, we've got a penalty against Anna, and it's something that has haunted the Rockets all year long. They've had a number of extremely productive plays this season, a few of which get called back every now and then.
Yep.
As does this one. From the spot of the foul, the penalty causes Anna to step back to the 25. So the marker was actually thrown 3 or 4 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. The penalty, a net minus 6 or 7. The new line of scrimmage just over the 25 of Anna. Just above 6 minutes to go here in the first period. 7-6, Anna in the lead. Rockets' second possession. Three receivers flanked to the right for Bart Bixler. Anna prefers not to be in a passing down. Would love to throw it on the Rockets' terms. Bart Bixler fakes to Uhlskamp. Quarterback draw right up the gut. He smashed down at the 25. Good tackle in there on the play by the standout LB Jake Hurst of Mechanicsburg. Second down, 16 to go for Anna after the one-yard push up the middle by Bixler. Bixler behind the line of scrimmage, throws a flat pass to Cam Stewart. Oh, he makes a nifty reception in traffic, dodges one man, and lurches over the 30 to the 31. He generated about five or six. It is going to be third down, and every bit of 10, close to 11 for Anna. Let's see what the Rockets have in their hip pocket right here. Rarely is Anna forced into this kind of a situation. Third and a bunch. Clock winding down, 5:12 to go, first quarter. Anna 7, Mechanicsburg 6. Big, long pass play. Covered about 60% of the field by Anna for a score, then a run of 60-some yards by Mechanicsburg for a score. Uh-oh, here's Bixler back to pass. He throws a screen into the left flat. It's caught on the dead run by Hillscamp up the left sideline on the edge of the defense to the 40, 45, 50. Runs out of real estate at midfield.
Boy, I don't know how you lose track of Hillscamp like that defensively, but they lost him, and they're lucky they ran out of sideline, or that would have been another touchdown.
Yes. Mechanicsburg not alert. Didn't find 2-0-20. He runs, sweep to the right. He may have to cut it back. No, he puts his head down. A lot of interference out in front. Here come white shirts. Hillscamp burrows to the 46. 4-yard pickup.
Most people would have lost two on that one.
Right. I'd agree. Bebout came up to grab him, as did Mac DeLong, two LBs for Mechanicsburg. Line of scrimmage, Indians 46. Here's Bixler on the read, fakes to Hillscamp. Oh, Bart keeps it, but a man-to-man defensive play. But Mac DeLong, who slices through and drops Bixler, who loses maybe a half yard. Third and every bit of five to go for a first down. Those are the football at the 45. You might have picked up a foot. Indians appear to be well-schooled on tracking down Bart Bixler. Down to 3:53 to go, first quarter. Anna 7, Mechanicsburg 6. Hillscamp staggered alongside Bixler. Man in motion, Cam Stewart to the right, then to the left. Bixler rolls that way. Wants to throw to Cam. Bart's going to keep it. He's going to eat it. He's going to be smothered. He lost a yard. Cam Stewart was covered. He was the targeted receiver in the flat. Bixler couldn't release it because there was a man in front, a man behind. And again, linebacking play for the Indians, excellent. And on fourth down and five to go for a first down from the Mechanicsburg 45, setting up to go for it, it appears, is Anna, although Bixler may retreat a step or two and pooch punt it. And that's what he does. It's high. It's end over end. It hits inside the 15. Anna downs it about there. Jeffrey Richards hurried downfield and spiked the football. So Mechanicsburg down a point, 7-6, has got possession and an opportunity to go in front.
Well, I stand corrected. I really didn't think Mechanicsburg was going to have the athletes to play with Anna, and so far I'm dead wrong. They are absolutely playing with Anna.
Mechanicsburg Indians from the Ohio Heritage Conference, 11-2 on the year. Setbacks to West Liberty Salem Division 5 and West Jefferson Division 5. Anna 12-1, only lost to D7 powerhouse Marion Local. Here's the snap back to Conley, quarterback on the handoff. Anna slows down the running play and stalemates it just over the line of scrimmage. It was props. He's a marked man now. Anna all over him. Good defensive effort. Ben Kovacs keying along with Isaac Leininger. No gain, second and 10, Mechanicsburg. Line of scrimmage marked for play officially at the Indians, 17 and a half. Two receivers near side for the QB. It is Conley. Oh, he's back to throw at the 7. He may have to eat it. He's going to run. Caught from behind. Quarterback sack. Minnick 13.
Malachi Minnick.
What a job by Minnick, as he would not be denied. He went right through two offensive linemen for Mechanicsburg and down the quarterback. Assistance by Albers of Anna. And it's going to be third down. Long yardage situation for the Indians. Third and 14 at their own 13-yard line. Receiver flank left, split about 12 for the quarterback, Conley, who acts as if he's going to throw. Then it's a delayed draw to Props. Props meets resistance at the 14. He's tripped up. Good tackle by Albers of Anna, who's in there again. Fourth down, punting situation for sure. Albers coming up big defensively on that sequence for the Anna Rockets. Aaron Conley, the part-time quarterback, is in deep punt formation for Mechanicsburg. And he hits a line drive to the far right side of the field away from Malachi Minnick and Riley Uelskamp. It skids at the 49, over to the other 49, trickles out of bounds at the 46, and is in good shape on the field.
Yeah, that wasn't an artistic punt, but it was actually kind of effective.
Uh-huh. Directional kicking out of bounds. Head coach Kurt Forrest of Mechanicsburg not about to put the ball in the hands of Uelskamp or Minnick on a punt return. 63 seconds to go in a well-played first quarter, 7-6 in favor of Anna. Rockets to the line of scrimmage, 4 yards shy of the 50. One, two, three receivers to the right. Trips out here. Richards, lone man, flank left. Uh-oh, the snap back to Bixler goes behind him. He is in deep doo-doo. Way back at the 36, he sits down. A 10-yard setback. Wow. Haven't seen that happen all year to Anna on offense.
Now, they're making some mistakes defensively and offensively we have not seen recently for sure.
Yep, indeed. Second and 20, Rockets at their own 36 as they have gone in reverse on the first play of this possession. Now we got to just three receivers flanked, two right, one left, and two back staggered with Bixler in the offensive backfield. Hand off to Uelskamp right up the gut. He breaks a tackle. O'Kee blocks. Uelskamp charging to the 50. Momentum 47, 46, 18-yard bolt right up the middle. Tackle made eventually on the play. Mac DeLong, Jake Hurst, the linebackers. Uh-oh, Anna on third and very short. Quick count, and it's a run to the right by Uelskamp. And Mechanicsburg diagnoses it well, sniffs it out, and decks him back at the 50. Time running out.
The clock ran out.
Yes.
I was watching the clock. It went to zeros.
Did it go to zeros before the snap?
Nobody's arguing, but I sure thought it did.
Wow. Yep, Mechanicsburg gets a break then. The play stands. Anna with a hurry-up play trying to get one in before the quarter ends. May have just gotten it in. May not have anyway. The result, a loss of three or four. It'll be fourth and six, Anna, to start the second quarter. When we come back, Rockets up a point on scoresbroadcast.com.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
It's scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Indians defense is ready for Anna tonight. Rockets face a fourth and six at the 50. Will Bixler slip back and punt it? Yes, he will. Oh, it's not a very good one. Bart pooches it, gets a favorable hop, though. A big break for Anna. The ball traveled only about 22, 23 yards in the air, landed at about the 30 of Mechanicsburg, and then a hop, skip, and a jump later, it winds up at the 19.
Yep, they got a break.
Mechanicsburg starts first and 10 inside its own 20. As these two teams, Chuck, feel each other out. Anna being defensed as well as it's been defensed in the last 2 months.
Yeah, well, they got 39 yards on the ground in the first quarter, which is not something you see all the time. They got 88 yards passing, so they did pick it up there. That's where they got their touchdown.
Week five of the year, Marion Local beat Anna 17-14. Here's a long lob, a fade pattern. Far hash mark thrown by Mechanicsburg, and it is Bebout, the wide receiver, the good one, jumping forward at the 50, broken up by Anna, incomplete. Well, that was one-on-one. Make no mistake about it. Mechanicsburg showed right away where it was going, and it tested the Rocket secondary. I'm not sure who that was back in coverage.
It was Emerson.
Nice play, Nolan Emerson. He's got a good defense right there. A breakup, and he's got a touchdown reception. 50-yard run after catch. 7-6 Anna. First 20 seconds. Second quarter. Second down, 10. Mechanicsburg, 19-yard line. Here's the quarterback. Fakes the handoff to Propst. A lot of motion in the offensive backfield. Fake handoff, then a short flare pass. It's well done. Conley hit DeLong. DeLong caught it at the 20. Put his head down and zip to the 30, but it's going to be wiped out.
Illegal formation is my guess.
It did look a little odd. So it's going to be second down all over again. And 15 yards to go for Mechanicsburg. Back inside its own 15-yard line. Opening 28 seconds of the second quarter. Anna in the lead, 7-6. Thanks so much to Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like it. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie. A world-class supplier. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. That Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Mechanicsburg to the line of scrimmage. The quarterback for this play is Logan Hurst. He takes the snap. Gives it inside handoff to Propst. He can't go off tackle. He springs it wide. Wow! Does he have legs? Look at him go around the left side. 25-30 over it. It was Jake Hurst, not Propst. And he showed a flash of speed, Chuck, that might be even better than Propst.
Yeah, that was a scary run right there. He ran away from Hewell's camp. You don't see that very often.
No, what a run. Well done by Jake Hurst to Mechanicsburg as he gets the Indians out of trouble. As that running play went for about 17 to the 31, first and 10, Mechanicsburg. White jerseys, purple headgear, gold pants, purple stripe. Quarterback Conley to throw, no one to get it to. He's going to run. Look at him slither. Breaks across the line of scrimmage to the 40. He is nabbed at the sideline at the 43. Mechanicsburg is showing speed against Anna, the likes of which we have not seen Anna had to defend this year.
Well, I'm wondering if not, I know the coaching staff is not, but I'm wondering if the players were kind of thinking the way we were, that last week was probably much harder than this week was going to be. So far, we were all wrong.
Two straight running plays, two different players, a couple of first downs in succession for the Indians. Line of scrimmage, the 45. Inside handoff goes to Propst. Propst wheels his way across the line of scrimmage to the 48, and then he's shoved back. Second down and 7. Isaac Egbert, leading tackler on the year for Anna, in there on the hit. Second down and 7 for the Indians. Well, if Mechanicsburg does wind up turning it over on a fourth down punt, they will have flipped the field, Chuck. And that's what you have to do against Anna. Make the Rockets work the entire length of the gridiron on offense. We played 2 full minutes here in the second period. It's a 7-6 game. Anna up a point. Two receivers to the right for the quarterback. It is Aaron Conley sprinting out to the right. He's going to run. Look at him go. He puts his head down and slashes across the 50 to the 48 of Anna. He knifed for about 4 or 5. 3rd and 3, Mechanicsburg. Anna with a player shaken up. Not a good sign. We will check out for just a moment. Under 10 to play, second quarter. Third and three, Indians from the 47 of Anna. When we come back, Rockets up 1-7-6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hard work to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
And a player being checked out very closely at the 48-yard line. When play resumes, Mechanicsburg will confront a third and three from the 48 of the Rockets. So far, Chuck, this game, an absolute standoff. Anna up by 1-7-6.
Mechanicsburg has impressed me on both sides of the line of scrimmage. I'm very impressed by what I'm watching. They've got some real athletes. They got team speed. Yep. They're doing a real nice job.
And linebackers have keyed very tightly on Bart Bixler and have also stopped Riley Yulskamp behind the line on a couple of plays. Offensively, Mechanicsburg on this drive has managed to work the football out from well back inside its own 15 in four plays, boom, right to midfield.
Well, they have 122 yards on the ground so far in a quarter and a third.
And it's a tandem of two quarterbacks, Logan Hurst and Aaron Connolly. And we've seen a couple of very speedy offensive running backs, Chase Probst and Jake Hurst, run it well for Mechanicsburg. The Anna player being helped up. And, boy, that is a real difficult loss if Isaac Egbert cannot return. He is the leading tackler on this Anna defense.
Yeah, it looks like he hurt his hand or his wrist.
Yep, he has injured a lower left arm. And he is coming off to the near sideline. And I would hate to speculate, but I am thinking his return to this game might be very questionable. In fact, he is heading directly to the locker room. So we're about ready to restart action. 9:53 to go, second quarter. Mechanicsburg, third and three, 48 of Anna. We've got a couple of tight ends. In at quarterback is Logan Hurst now for Conley. Takes the snap, inside handoff on the play to Probst. Probst is ridden back. Then his second charge forward by him generates a yard and a half. He does not get the first down. Fourth and about 4 or 5 feet to go for Mechanicsburg. Outside the Anna 46-yard line, Will Luthman, Malachi Minnick stood strong. They did not allow Props to get the first down. He was nailed originally at the line of scrimmage. Thanks to a second effort, he did manage to gain a few feet. And Mechanicsburg is coming up as if they're going to go for it, although the quarterback, Conley, is in the spread.
6 yards behind the line. He might retreat and punt it. Here it is, another pooch kick. We've had several already in this game, and this one is way off the side of his foot. Not well done at all. Might have gone out of bounds in the area of the 40.
Well, they subbed Conley into the game for Hurst. That kind of told me that it was going to be a pooch. Yep. And then he lined up and then backed up 2 yards. So, you know, it's a dead giveaway.
And it was sloppy.
Yeah, that was not pretty.
No. 17 yards. And Anna's got it at the 30. Rockets get a break. Better field position than they might have had, although Mechanicsburg is doing this to deny Anna any returns.
Right, but from where they're punting the ball right there, if you kick it in the end zone, you've gained 10 yards.
Yes.
If they have to come out on the 20.
First and 10, Rockets own 30. Bixler feeds Yuleskamp, strings it wide. He bulldozes his way to the 35. He plows into a tackler at the 37, and that's where he goes down. It was Tristan Hall on the hit. Second and 3, Rockets. Offensive line paved the way for Yuleskamp on that one. 8:20 left to go, second quarter. 7-6, Anna up a point. Snap to Bixler on second and 3. He reads, fakes it to Yuleskamp. Bart keeps it. Little zigzag maneuver back up the middle behind a center die, falling to the 40. Move the chains. First down. Bart picked it up. 10 yards and 2 plays right there for Anna. A plus 7, a plus 3. We're near the 8-minute mark, second quarter. 7-6 Anna, which features 1-2-3 receivers. Trips to the left for the quarterback Bixler. Little jab step, then a throw left flat to Cam Stewart. He's got it behind the line. Breaks a tackle. Oh, my goodness. Holding on Anna all the way across the field on the other side. And that's going to wipe out a 13-yard short pass play. No, maybe it's a foul on the Indians.
Personal foul on Mechanicsburg.
Oh, wow. I didn't see it. Did you, Chuck?
No. I saw the flag come flying.
But the flag came in, it seemed like. Maybe
from the head referee.
A split second before the tackle. It may have occurred somewhere else on the field.
Oh, it did. It had to have occurred way on the other side of the field.
Oh, yeah. Extracurricular activity by Mechanicsburg, hoping it would not be seen by the referee. The head official saw it. Good pass play and then run after catch by Stewart. Nicely designed. It went over to about the 46 of Mechanicsburg. Tack on 15 more. 31-yard line of the Indians. Rockets in business. 7:50 to go. Second quarter. 7-6 Anna. Snap to Bixler. Fake to Yuleskamp. Bart right up the middle. Right behind the center. Luke Dye. He puts his head down. Boy, he hangs onto that football for dear life. And he manages to burrow to the 26. 5-yard advance, defensive tackle Coleman grabbed him, tossed him down. Line of scrimmage, 26 of Mechanicsburg. Two receivers to the right, Stewart slot left. Inside handoff, Yuleskamp gets a block from Stewart. Riley makes a man miss. Jitterbug move, 21-20, first down. He carved out 6 or 7.
It is so much fun. Just if you just watch his feet when he gets into the defenders, his feet are so quick. They never stop moving.
Yep. Tacklers get his laces, maybe his shoe tops. Oh, they get all of him on this play, though. Sweep to the right by Yuleskamp. Good defensive play. Outstanding penetration by Mechanicsburg. It was DeLong who came crashing through, a 2-yard loss, a deficit, second and 12 for Anna. Line of scrimmage, 22 of Mechanicsburg. DeLong with a stellar maneuver from his linebacking post. Two receivers each way for Bixler. In the spread, looks right flat. Open receiver. He catches on the slant to the 16. Makes a man miss. Another man misses. Down to the 11. Isaac Leininger caught it. 11-yard gain after the 2-yard loss. So it's 3rd and 1. Anna, 11-yard line of Mechanicsburg. Up under center, Bixler. Right behind his offensive lead man, Luke Dye. In front of him, all MAC center. And in behind him goes Bixler.
very quick cadence, and he bullies to the 9-8 yard line, maybe just inside it. Goal to go, Anna.
Well, Bixler is 5 for 5 for 113 yards.
Who says Bart doesn't throw it very much? He's well ahead of his pace of about 7 or 8 throws a game. 5:50 left to go till halftime. Rockets have Stewart, slot left, snap to Bixler. Ball dealt to Juleskamp, open space in front. Look at him go to the right, to the left, to the one, the goal line. Got it, touchdown. Riley Juleskamp in from the last 8 yards. Anna leads it 13-6. Boy, successful PAT would force Mechanicsburg to go for 2 points after should the Indians score again.
Well, after seeing their first kick, I'd be surprised if they don't go for two if they score again anyway.
Righto. Bixler will hold for Zach Ambus. He has been outstanding all season long. Perfect last week. 1 for 1 tonight. Ambus 78 for 86 on the year. And make it 79 for 87 as he drills it right smack dab in the middle. Boy, that's a huge PAT. Well, after the short punt by Mechanicsburg, Anna takes 2.5 minutes to go 70 and leads it 14-6 midway through the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
And thank you so much here on scoresbroadcast.com to Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney, goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. We've got you covered. Frisch's, Troy, Tip City, Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The in-between, south of Botkins, food is not in-between. It's out of this world. And the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets, get connected. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282. Here's the outstanding kickoff returner, Matt DeLong, getting it for Mechanicsburg back to the 8-yard line, up the middle. Then he veers right, 20, 25. Caught at the 26. Good coverage by Anna.
Yeah, that time they did reverse it, and Minnick stayed in his lane and was right there to put him down.
DeLong had that real good one of a little better than 40 at the outset of this game for Mechanicsburg, but he was tracked down by the coverage team for Anna on that play. So it's first and 10 for the Indians, who are down 8 points. 5.5 to go, second quarter. 1, 2, 3 receivers way out to the left, including Bebout and DeLong, the two top receivers. Screen pass, left flat, yes, caught, 26. And it is Conley delivering it on the place to Jake Hurst. He caught it about a yard behind the line, made a man whiff for Anna at the 30, and lunged to the 33. Screen play goes for 7. Stewart finally finished him off.
He did, and that could have been scary if he hadn't made the tackle.
Exactly. Second down and 3. That play goes to the 50 or better if Cam Stewart doesn't trip up Hurst. 5 minutes to go, second quarter, 14-6, Anna. Here is the quarterback, Conley, 6 yards behind the line. He's going to run it right up the middle over right tackle. Anna pulls at him from behind, drops him, 35.5, close to a first down. I think it's inches short. So quickly, the officials move the chain.
Wow, that's a hell of a heck of a spot. Pardon my language.
Oh, Chuck. Oh, they did blow it.
Oh, that's 2 yards up farther than he was tackled.
Well, not only that, the first down chain was right at the 31, and the ball's at the 30 and what, 2 feet?
He went down at the 30.
Oh, my goodness. They advanced the chain too soon. That should have been a measurement. It was short. Mechanicsburg gets a big break. Here's a sweep to the right, but props. Oh, outstanding pursuit by Anna, and they jump all over him at the 34. Cam Stewart in there on the tackle. Malachi Minnick in there as well for Anna, also assisting Ben Kovacs. Keep in mind now, Anna playing without Isaac Egbert, number 29, outstanding defender, has led the Rockets most of the year in tackles, went to the locker room with a lower arm injury, sustained several minutes back. 3:46 to go. Second quarter of play, 14-6 Anna. Second and 12, Mechanicsburg at the 34. Rolling right, Hurst way back behind the line. Oh, what a tackle by Richards. And it's ruled an incomplete forward pass. And that's another very bad call.
Wow.
My goodness gracious. My goodness gracious. Jeffrey Richards with a linebacker blitz came storming across the line of scrimmage. And it appeared as though the quarterback was collared before he even raised the elbow. The ball came loose, and he gets a National Football League break. It is judged to be an incomplete forward pass, and it wasn't even close.
It wasn't even close.
Wow. Boy, Mechanicsburg has gotten the officiating breaks in this game, that's for sure.
Is that official? He's wearing purple shoes. No, he's not really. Bad call. Very bad call.
Lousy.
Okay. Incorrect call.
Yep. Very poor judgment on that one. Third and 12 Mechanicsburg, third and 12 for the Indians at their own 34. It would be justifiable if Mechanicsburg is forced to punt. Here's a screen pass. It is caught at the 30-yard line by Hurst, and he's belted immediately. He lost three.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was Spangler again. He made the great play on the quarterback to knock the ball strip sack that they didn't call. He was with that receiver that time. That barely got to the receiver before he was putting him on the ground.
You're right, Chuck. It was 17, Spangler, not 12, Richards. But it was a great play by Spangler.
Two in a row.
It was a sack or a fumble, one or the other. It was not an incomplete pass, nowhere close. Mechanicsburg with a very poor punt. Line of scrimmage, the 30. It's high, and it's shy. It travels over the 50, lands in the area of the 42 on the Anna boundary. Rockets put it in play, 2:51 to go. Second quarter, 14-6 in favor of the home team, green and white. Anna, a score here, Chuck, would put Anna up two touchdowns and enable the Rockets to receive the ball starting the second half.
Yeah, I mean, they could really take the wind out of Mechanicsburg's sails with a good drive right here.
Yep, spot on. Boy, that call was crazy bad. Crazy
bad.
Yeah,
it cost him about, 37 yards.
Here is the snap back to Bart Bixler. Flat pass behind the line of scrimmage, and then another pass up the right side, and it is incomplete, a bit underthrown. Anna may want interference. Mechanicsburg fans are cheering. I think it was a very good defensive play.
I think it was. The pass got there late. He was wide open, but it took him a while. And let's just be honest, the throw was by
Shannon.
He doesn't throw the ball a lot,
no,
especially in a game.
Incomplete. Isaac Leiner was downfield. If he is hit in stride, it's a touchdown, but it was underthrown. Snap back to Bart Bixler on second and 10 from the 43. He's corralled. No one to throw to. Wanted to go to Emerson down the near sideline. And Bart was hemmed in. He managed to wiggle back to the line of scrimmage just short of it. Third and 10.5 for Anna. Hit the Rockets 42 with 2:23 to go in the second quarter. Anna up 8, 14-6. Yeah, that non-interference call on the last Anna pass play two plays ago was a good one by the officials. Here's Bixler, way back to pass. Oh, he's got a screen to Hillscamp. What a great tackle in the open field, and it's done by Hurst. Woo, the fine linebacker from Mechanicsburg tripped up Hillscamp at the 45. He was off to the races for a 15 or 20-yard gain and a first down. Beautifully done by Hurst of Mechanicsburg. Jake Hurst makes a great stop. Fourth and 8, Anna, at their own 45. Does Bixler pooch punt this? He's under center.
I think they're trying to get him to jump.
Yep. Attempting to lure Mechanicsburg into a 5-yard offside penalty, but the Indians will have no part of it.
No.
Clock is running. all the way down to 1:23 to go, and a timeout is called. Fourth and 8, Anna, from the Rockets 45. Under a minute and a half to go, second quarter. Rockets up 14-6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Chultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Excellent punt by Will Luthman from the Anna 45. No chance for the very good special teams player, return man Keith Bebout from Mechanicsburg, to bring it back as Luthman knocked it away from him. Far hash mark between the hash and the numbers. The ball rolled to a stop at the 15. 71 seconds to go in the first half. Anna receives the ball to start the third quarter. It's 14-6 Anna. Mechanicsburg to the line of scrimmage. Two receivers flank right. Indians have all three timeouts remaining. Here's the snap back to Hurst. Handoff on the play. Sweep to the right. Propst. Near sideline. Bounces it wide. Springs to the edge. Flushed out of bounds at the 25. He's got 5, or I should say 10 even, from the 15 to the 25. First and 10 Indians. Stopping the clock. 1:04 to go here in the second quarter. Keep in mind, the place-kicking game for Mechanicsburg is not a good one. It's not a strength of this club. More often than not, they've gone for 2 points after this year. Have kicked a couple short field goals, but that is something Mechanicsburg does not prefer to do. Hand off to Propst again. Look out. He breaks into the clear. He's by two Anna defenders. Shoots into the secondary at the 40. Explodes to the 45. He's got 20 more. Two runs for 30 by Mechanicsburg. New line of scrimmage at the 43 and a half. Call it the 44 of the Indians. 53 seconds to go in the second quarter of play. And Anna head coach Nick Marino says to the defense, come over, let's talk. Anna up 8 late in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
And thank you so much to Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 in Minster, across from Lake Loramie. Superb breakfast, lunch, and dinner at Maury's. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney, Wapak Avenue. At RegalTrophyAwards.com, Regal for the crowning touch. And in Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It'll make your gift ideas come to life. That's the Jewelry Barn, the gem of Rushi. Don't forget big savings starting December 1st. 15 to 50% off on everything made up in the store at the Jewelry Barn, Rushi Versailles Road in Rushi. Running play on first and 10 for Mechanicsburg. Nets 4 from the 44 to the 48. 24 seconds to go in the second quarter of play. And Anna gets another timeout. 22 ticks remaining. I think that's called don't leave the timeouts in your hip pockets.
Well, I think they're going to talk. I mean, they're going to keep everybody in front of them.
Right.
Mechanicsburg hadn't shown that they want to throw the ball on this drive, and they're,
no.
and they're not calling timeouts for the clock. So it doesn't look to me like they're actually trying to score.
Now, this game, Chuck, is setting up for the start of the third quarter. Anna's return to the kickoff and the Rockets' initial offensive set to start the second half. Can Anna put 7 on the board and go up by 15 to begin play in the third quarter? That's going to be key.
Right. Well, and if they do, that's going to be a huge
right.
lead at this point.
Because if you play behind, as Mechanicsburg would have to at that point, the Indians might have to put some of the running plays off to the side.
Well, they're 2 of 4 for 4 yards throwing it.
There you go. Yep. Anna suffered a loss earlier in this game. Leading tackler on the year, Isaac Egbert, a junior, left with a lower arm injury. Second down and 6, Mechanicsburg at the Indians 48. 3 receivers bunched to the left. Here's a deep drop, but Conley, post pattern, middle of the field, receiver, V-bout, leaping, can't get it at the 15. Oh, he had a couple of green shirts beat.
Yeah, I mean, that was just a fly pattern right down the seam, and a good throw would have been a completion.
Oh, yeah, worth a try to score on the fly.
Yeah, there you go.
Third down and 6 for Mechanicsburg. 16 seconds to go in the second quarter. Anna 14, Mechanicsburg 6. Tightly played game here at Wapakoneta's Harmon Field tonight. Very little wind. Temperature in the upper 30s. No chance of precipitation. Mechanicsburg to the line of scrimmage. Same formation as before. The quarterback, Hurst, is in now. Sweep to the right to Props. He's got running room. A wave of blockers out in front. He mows down defensive players for Anna. Bullies his way to the 40, 35. Out of bounds at that spot. 9 seconds to go. And the Indians call a timeout with a chance for a little trick play or two before the second quarter closes.
9 seconds, I mean, from the 35, go ahead and throw the ball down the field. You might get an interference call. You may catch them napping. So,
you know, we've talked about the Anna offensive line, Chuck, here in the playoffs.
They're doing a nice job of getting out in front,
yep.
running interference on that sweep.
Uh-huh.
And Anna's used to getting to the ball carrier much quicker than they're getting to these guys tonight.
Yeah, it looks like an old Green Bay Packers sweep.
Jim Taylor and Paul Horning.
Right. Here come the Indians to the line of scrimmage. 9 seconds to go. Roll out to the left, but Conley looks back to the middle of the field, throws. Anna in coverage, breaks it up at the goal line. 4 green shirts on 1 white shirt.
Yep.
Ball underthrown. Had no chance to be caught. If you're Anna, you just want to bat it down.
Right. Well,
don't take a chance on intercepting it and then fumbling.
True.
2 seconds to go. Second quarter. Second down, 10 from the 35. Might as well say second and 35 for Mechanicsburg. Barring a penalty, final play, second quarter of this game. Indians to the line of scrimmage. 2 receivers bunched right for the QB. Logan Hurst at the helm. Handoff, sweep left, Props. There are green shirts in his path. Down he goes at the 31 or 2. He gained 4. Half ends. Anna in the lead, 14-6. It has not been easy. Anna scored 7-0. Mechanicsburg got 6, missed the PAT. Anna struck back. Both conversions good by Ambus. And the Rockets have an 8-point advantage here at intermission. We've got our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report upcoming. We'll also hear from the OHSAA Executive Director, Jerry Snodgrass, in several minutes. Also update you on that other
Division VI state semifinal. And last we heard, Howard East Knox 7, New Middletown Springfield 7 in the second quarter. Both of those clubs undefeated,
by the way.
Yep. Halftime here at Harmon Field at Wapakoneta. Rockets by 8 over the Indians. 14-6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market. And for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Walpock in Sydney at regaltrophyawards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Every single dish is delish. Meal after meal after meal at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelet.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
A good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Myring, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Myring and Company.
Reese Myring, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Myring's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Myring and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Myring performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Myring for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Myring at 937-295-3813 for Reese Myring and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Myring.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It is 14-6. The Anna Rockets lead the Mechanicsburg Indians after two quarters of play here on scoresbroadcast.com. Our halftime is brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. Anna up 8 at the break. Anna with a few mistakes early in this game. Anna perhaps has not executed as well at the line of scrimmage blocking on rushing plays as it has all year long. Give credit to Mechanicsburg for that. Indians prefer to run it. They've done that fairly well against Anna's defense so far. That's why it is a one touchdown difference.
Well, you're looking at the stats. I mean, 183 total yards for the Indians, 185 total yards for the Rockets. Opposite, just the opposite of what you assume Anna's stats are going to be. They ran the ball 20 times for only 69 yards.
Oh.
But they were 6 of 7. The one pass that was missed was not thrown by Bixler. He was 5 for 5 for 116 yards, 185 total yards. Mechanicsburg, on the other hand, was 2 of 6 throwing it for only 4 yards. But they ran the ball 21 times for 179 yards.
Wow.
5 first downs. One penalty for the Rockets for holding ball for 10. 2 for Mechanicsburg, 20. No turnovers in the first half. It's been a well-played football game.
Yeah, Chuck, this is the last time I'll harp on this. One of the 4 incompletions by Mechanicsburg was really a strip sack by Spangler of Anna.
Absolutely.
Back inside the 20-yard line. It happened with several minutes left to go in the second quarter of play. It was, third and long on that situation, I think? At least second and long.
It was second, and that would have been then Anna fell on the ball, so it would have been Anna's ball at the 20. They brought the ball all the way back out to the 35. That was going to be a 15-yard loss.
And miraculously, somehow, some way, the officials ruled that as an incompletion. The quarterback really didn't get his arm above his waist, and it was a strip sack by Spangler of Anna.
Yep.
Beautiful defensive play. Sadly, he wasn't rewarded with the tackle for loss and the fumble cause and the fumble recovery.
Right.
It was given to Mechanicsburg as an incomplete forward pass, or Anna would have had great field position and a dynamite chance to punch in another score to go up at 2 touchdowns. Nonetheless, Anna does get the ball to start the second half. And this upcoming possession is very crucial, I think, to helping determine the outcome of this game.
Well, they ran 32 plays in the first half, and Mechanicsburg ran 23 plays. Mechanicsburg has done a nice job of containing Bart Bixler on his quarterback runs, and they've not done a bad job on Huelskamp. If Anna was not completing passes, they could be in real trouble offensively tonight.
Exactly. This defense for Mechanicsburg has marked up on Riley and Bart, as you noted, Chuck, as well as anybody all year long, as well as Marion Local way back in week 5.
I'm impressed. I mean, I still think Anna's a better team, but Mechanicsburg has given them everything they want here in the first half.
And the power sweep running plays from Propst and Jake Hurst. Oh, boy, they have been extremely productive gainers so far in the first 2 quarters for Mechanicsburg, which is running the ball at, what, 7-8 yards a clip?
Well, that would, right at 8.
My goodness. About 15 minutes away from the start of our third quarter, Anna leads Mechanicsburg 14-6. That is our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Myring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Myring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon surgeon, Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up, and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Harmon Field, Wapakoneta. 14-6, Anna in the lead over Mechanicsburg. We're about 12 minutes away from the start of our third quarter. Jerry Snodgrass is the Ohio High School Athletic Association Executive Director. He's the commissioner, and we interviewed him recently. He highlighted the criteria for postseason game location.
It's playoff time, a postseason in the OHSAA. Highlight site selection for postseason matches, games, contests. What are the criteria?
Well, first of all, you're right. It's one of the most exciting times of the year. You know, the excitement that builds. Unfortunately, I think our staff doesn't get to realize that excitement because they're so busy, you know, selecting sites, going through all the administrative responsibilities that go with it. But even at the time, typically on Wednesday or Thursday of each week, our staff goes through possible scenarios in the football playoff, so we look at what matchups could exist in the next week. I mean, it's easy to look and see if this team wins or if this team wins.
Yeah.
And so we start looking at potential sites. Then what we do is reach out to those potential sites, give them the scenario that if these two teams match up, we'd like to come your way. Given that, we wait for a yes or no. They don't have to host anything. The challenge with it is, in the sport of football, a site that hosts a game, you know, one, really puts on a great public display of their communities. They also receive concession stand money, parking money. That's why schools charge parking. We don't require it, but the schools do it to raise funds.
Sure.
At the same time, when we get into the sports of volleyball, soccer is the big one, and even sometimes with basketball, there are so many other things going on in schools, you can't get them to host. And so I'm so thankful for the schools that do. But in some of those other sports, and again, baseball, softball, volleyball, soccer is the big one, we just cannot get people to host games. And as a result of that, that results in more travel for teams, although people don't realize that we pay for that travel to schools.
Sure.
So a lot of challenges that go with that, and it makes the football site selection a little bit easier. We look at past crowd history. We look at facilities. We look at the management, and that's a big key. But we also have to look, obviously, at geography.
How about turf?
You know what? We've gotten to the point where we don't, in most of our sports, it's not required. However, there are so many turfed fields, we'd be crazy not to use them.
Sure.
Soccer, we have two of the best grass fields probably in America, in Lexington and Findlay. We try to use those grass fields because they're soccer-only facilities, and the state championships played on grass. Mm-hmm. Soccer aficionados love it on grass. But every other sport, an outdoor sport like that, football, every one of our games is on artificial surfaces.
The National Football League has set an extreme standard for instant replay. Everybody in the stands at a high school game has got a phone, and they're doing video while the game is taking place. Any prospect in the future for tough, challenging officiating decisions to be replayed by video?
Well, I will say this. For the first time ever, the National Federation, the rules that we play by, as every state does except Texas, the rules of the game this year by the NFHS now will allow video replay at state championship games.
Oh.
So we have instituted, we will be using it. There are no coach challenges. We have a procedure to follow on it, but we have an individual, and it's expensive for us to do that. Keeping in mind, too, that you must have the same number of cameras, you must have the proper angles. Here's the drawback with video replay. I think it's one of the biggest challenges we face today. You're right. Every person sitting in the stands has a camera. But maybe some schools don't. Mm-hmm. Or maybe some schools, it's blurry. Or maybe some schools, oh, I didn't get my video in time. So we can't have video replay where we have it in one place and don't have it in another. The consistency is so important. The other biggest, when you look at it this way, the NFL on any given day probably does not have more than 12 games. With Monday night, Thursday night, you know, and Sunday night, I doubt there are any more than 12 games on any given day.
Right.
The NFL has a decent amount of money, too. And I'm laughing. So the number of cameras, every single NFL game is televised, whether it's regionally or nationally. So they have the same number of cameras, the proper angles on every single play. We have 720, I believe it is, football playing schools in Ohio. It is impossible to have that in today's world. 10 years from now, who knows? Mm-hmm. But that's why we cannot use it at the high school level. For consistency reasons, it just isn't possible.
Currently in high school football, 8 teams in each region of each of the 7 divisions qualify for the postseason. How about 10? How about 12 teams from each region in each division making the postseason?
You know, I go back, first of all, probably 8 or 10 years ago, and I realize it's a little bit older study, but USA Today put out a study or survey, I should say. They ranked the playoff systems in all the 50 states. And Ohio's was ranked 1 or 2. I can't remember what it was.
Wow.
The Harbin ratings, you know, and they have stood the test of time.
Neat.
While they've stood the test of time, I mean, we have a couple schools this year. Gibsonburg, for one, up in Northwest Ohio, finished 10-0, did not get into the playoffs. However, and I feel for them, but at the other point of that is they also played a couple teams that were 0-10. We can't control that.
No.
But as long as the playoff system is ranked upon that, you know, that's the way it is. So that leads to that discussion. Well, the football coaches are soon to present to our board of directors a procedure that we do permit. They have put forth a proposal, and they're surveying right now their coaches across the state. And that's just one factor. It's just if 80% of the coaches want it, that does not mean that it's automatic that we put it in. We have a system, we have an organizational system and a structure, checks and balances, that our board does that. But their proposal is to go, I believe it's to 12. I'm not real sure what it is. But again, keeping in mind that while I say that video replay is one of the biggest challenges we have in high school football, the other biggest challenge we have is the size of our state. We are the third, I believe, largest football playing state, and it's the only sport that we don't permit every single team to be in the playoffs.
Yes. Yeah.
And ironically, we get more proposals in the other sports like soccer, baseball, and all those that people want to not let everybody in the tournament because there's so many blowouts in those first rounds. So you have to balance all those factors.
Jerry Snodgrass, OHSAA Executive Director. Halftime here at Wapakoneta, Anna 14 and Mechanicsburg 6. Like to let you know we're on the web online here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to these anchor underwriting sponsors, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, U.S. Bank 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner we could never have gotten started back in 06 and 07 here on Scores Broadcast without the help of LaCal. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Now part two of our conversation with OHSAA Commissioner Jerry Snodgrass as we highlight emerging sports and how well is lacrosse doing. Bowling, lacrosse continue to develop, highlight their growth and the prospects for girls wrestling, boys volleyball, for example.
You know, I'm lucky when I tell you this because I was on the other side of the table here, I think it was 14 years ago, I believe, when I was president of our board of directors at the time. So I've actually transitioned from a board member to an employee here. It's like a school board member becoming a principal or a superintendent. But at the time I was president of the board, we adopted bowling. And I was very proud of that. And if you recall, a lot of people at that time thought, bowling? Are you kidding me? It is one of the greatest things that we have adopted. And in the MAC area, the Coldwater area that is so prevalent in that sport, it is one of the greatest thrills to go to state bowling, or for that matter, any bowling match, see kids that probably don't play another sport and the excitement that they have. We have to look out of the box at other sports like that. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to get through some of our rather archaic rules. And where people sometimes talk about things are all about money, they're not all about money. They're about kids. But at the same time, we are a business. So it's difficult sometimes to take on a sport. We get a lot of proposals for archery, trap shooting, bass fishing. And I often claim I would love to manage that sport. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we have proposals out there for girls wrestling. There are 60 schools right now that have girls wrestling.
Wow.
Olentangy Orange in the Columbus area just filled their entire schedule. Now, keeping in mind of those 60 teams, some of them only have one wrestler. I get that. But some have, up to 12 kids. We track that. There is a wrestling tournament this year for girls sponsored by the Coaches Association that we're going hand-in-hand and partnering with. So I see that on the horizon, as well as I do see boys volleyball on the horizon. Mm-hmm. But we have to create a model that is financially sound. I know people don't like to hear that, but to stay in business and do what we're doing for all of our sports, it's a reality.
Yeah, very interesting information. We've seen the media coverage, the declining number of officials, referees, umpires in all sports. How is this problem overcome?
Well, we can do away with everybody's cell phone, number one, so they don't have video replay. That is really hurting. That is really hurting. On any given day after, especially after a tournament contest in anything,
sure.
Video comes to us about a call that was made incorrectly. Probably was. I mean, I don't know of too many games. I was a basketball coach for the bulk of my career and previous career, and I'm sure that officials made mistakes. I always helped them out, but they wouldn't take my advice. When I went back and looked at the calls later, sometimes I was right, sometimes I was wrong. That is really leading to the demise. As far as money goes, it's never going to get wealthy enough for them. That's a challenge, because in the sport of soccer, if you're young, mobile, and in good shape, you're going right to the college level.
Yep.
And if you're going right to the college level, you probably know that.
Yep.
And as a result of that, we're unable to really broaden our ranks of that because of that. So those challenges, let alone fan behavior. I think, fan behavior, though, is kind of, an advent of the video replay or the cell phone video and all that. So it's challenging, and we are going to work on a plan to help recruit. I have to say this. New Bremen, where one of our great officials is, Ben Kramer is one of our officials, also a football official, was the first in Ohio to start a class in the schools that teaches officiating. They can get their license.
Oh, like it. And
OHSAA Executive Director Jerry Snodgrass talking about officiating. There's a shortage, Chuck.
And I coached for 30 years, and he blamed a lot of different things, and he was right.
Yep.
The worst are the parents.
Yes.
And the fans. They are absolutely the worst. Now, there are some really bad coaches.
Yep.
that abuse the officials, but it was the hardest thing in the world to get the fans just to calm down and enjoy watching their kid play.
As an official, you have to accept the fact that you are going to be 50% wrong 100% of the time. Here is the second half kickoff to start the game with Anna leading 14-6. And it's a great kick by Mechanicsburg. It's boomed by Miscadre down to the 11, 10, 9-yard line. Anna muffs it initially. Rocket Sloan picking it up. And it's Malachi Minnick who runs beyond the hash mark to the middle of the gridiron. And he sat on at about the 20-yard line. He got it to the 20. And that's where the Rockets start first and 10. Only a return of 11. And that is not the field
not the start they wanted.
No, not the kind of placement on the field that Anna preferred to open action here in the third quarter. 14-6 Rockets lead. Three receivers to the right for Bart Bixler. Hulskamp behind. Bart with a jab step to the right. Fakes the pitch, keeps. Right tackle, puts his head down. He's smashed at the 22 or 23.
They are playing that option better than any team I've watched play against Anna this year.
Yep.
The pitch was not there. He had no choice but to take it.
Now, Bart looked at Riley. Two white shirts with gold trousers were bearing down on Riley Hulskamp. Bart kept it, and he was popped by a linebacker. Good hit on the play by Logan Hurst at the 23-yard line, or I should say Jake Hurst. Here's a screen pass, left flat by Bixler, caught by Anna. Immediate tackle by Mechanicsburg. No gain. Stewart caught it. He was drilled in the back. Third down and seven to go for Anna. Wow. Tell you what, Mechanicsburg is smelling everything out. When I said before the game that these two coaches know each other, they scrimmage every year in August, well, it's showing. It is showing indeed. Rockets a second and seven, or I should say a third and seven for their 23. Bixler, half roll to the right. Oh, a late pitch to Hulskamp. He's got the edge, and he's gone. 35-40. See ya. Oh, what a read by Bixler. He went all the way to the line of scrimmage and over it. Made a late dish off to Hulskamp. He was on the periphery. He had a lane about 10 or 15 feet wide down the right sideline in front of the Anna bench, and it was bye-bye. He said, see you later, Indians defense.
Well blocked, and really, Bixler held it to the perfect time to pitch the ball.
Oh.
And he only had one guy to beat out there, and when he turned the corner, and it was a linebacker, and when he turned the corner, it wasn't any way. He was catching it.
Blazing speed by Hulskamp, who rips off a 78-yarder from the 22.
And they had 69 total yards in rushing in the first half.
And the Rockets, in one play to start the third quarter, get three more yards on that one single rush from scrimmage, as Chuck noted, than they had the entire first two quarters of the game. Another extra point try by Zach Ambus is on the money. It's a beaut down the center. 21-6, Anna. A minute and a half gone, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
Up now, Mechanicsburg, down to 15, Chuck, has got to answer.
Well, they did such a good job. They had them at third and eight. I mean, they had played two downs well, and boom, just that's what Anna does to you.
Yep, what a read by Bart Bixler. A beautifully placed and well-timed late pitch out. And then Hulskamp blazed a trail down the right sideline. 78-yard touchdown romp. And on the kickoff return by the Indians, they try a reverse back inside the 10. And it only generates a return to the 20. And that's where it's first down, 10 yards to go for the Indians. In fact, the ball marked for play at just over the 20 at the 20-and-a-half-yard line. 10:19 to go in the third quarter. Anna taking advantage of having deferred at the outset, winning the toss, deferred to the second half, took the ball third quarter, and it pays dividends. Indians to the line of scrimmage. Conley, the quarterback, he shares the duties with Logan Hurst. And here's a left-handed throw. It's a little quick slant to the wideout DeLong, way up above the receiver's head. No chance at all. Coverage by Hulskamp, Leininger, Emerson, three or four green shirts there. Ill-advised throw. Not a well-designed play.
Now, if he would have thrown that to the receiver, Emerson would have picked it off.
Uh-huh.
or at least knocked it down.
Right. 21-6, Anna. 10:15 to go, third quarter. Mechanicsburg, second and 10. Here's a quick hitter up the middle. It is the fullback barging to the 24, lurches out over it to the 26. Chase Propst, quick hitter, right up the gut. Behind his offensive center, Jake Teal. 5-yard advance, third and 5, Mechanicsburg. Big down here. Indians don't want to give it right back on a 3-and-out. Bunch formation to the left. Quarterback Conley, Anna showing blitz pressure. Inside handoff to Propst. Nothing doing. Anna slows it down. They pile on, stonewall it at the 28-yard line. It's going to be fourth down at about 4, only a gain of a yard, yard and a half. And here comes the punt unit for Mechanicsburg.
It's a fourth down.
Conley, one of the two quarterbacks in deep punt formation. He's at his 16. Yulskamp steps back toward the 50. Now he's at the 45 in Anna territory. Here's the boot by Conley. It's a sidewinder over the head of Yulskamp, who lets it go. It hits at the 36, and it hits and spins to the 29, and that's where Anna starts first down, 10 yards to go.
About a 41-yard punt, not bad.
No return. When you're playing Anna, you'll take a net of 41 every single time.
Yep.
8 minutes, 53 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Anna with a 21-6 lead. A new underwriting sponsor, Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna. It serves Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977. More about Hoying and Hoying Builders in a moment. Anna to the line of scrimmage. Three receivers, Stewart, Richards, Leininger to the right, Emerson by his lonesome, 12 yards left. Bixler to Yulskamp, right tackle. There's a hole. He slashes through it. He legs out the run to the 40, over it to the 43. He's got 14. Anna Rockets starting to crack holes in this Indians defensive front.
He is just so hard to tackle, and I've never seen anybody run the ball and just read, and then boom, he's gone. Puts his foot in the ground, and he is headed upfield.
8:39 to go, third quarter, 21-6, Anna. Rockets at the 43. Bixler rolls left. Late pitch to Yulskamp. Open space. We've got a hold, maybe, against Anna as Yulskamp dashed around left end, saw a little crease, and then he zoomed over the 50, gained about 8, but it might be wiped out. 10-yard penalty, Anna, spot of the foul at about the 45. Rockets will retreat, so it will be first down all over again, and more like 18 to go for a first down. The foul committed 2 yards upfield. 8:23 to go, third quarter, clock running, 21-6, Anna. First and 18, 35-yard line. Bixler, flat pass. Yulskamp catches, dead run, gets a block, slithers between two tacklers, and knifes over the 40 to the 43. He produced 8 on the play. That's like an end sweep, only it's a slightly forward pass in the flat. Yep. Bixler to Yulskamp.
I think that's a great throw, and it takes some hands to, on a cold night like this, yep, to go ahead and make that catch.
And Bart's got to throw it right out in front of Yulskamp just perfectly, and he did.
This is the point in the game where I always faked an injury so I could go to the locker room.
Second and 10. Oh, Bixler on the fake. He keeps it. He pulled a Houdini. No one knew he had the ball. He barrels up the middle. There's a big gap. He's got about 18 yards to the 39 of Mechanicsburg. And his offensive line is doing its thing.
Well, they're starting to look like the Rockets now.
7.5 to go, third quarter. First and 10, Anna at the Mechanicsburg 39. We get another 15-20 second break. We'll tell you more about one of our fine new underwriting sponsors, Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna. We got blitz pressure from Mechanicsburg. Here's Bixler faking to Hulskamp. Bart keeps around right end. Oh, he barges through two men, three men. He stood up, decked at the 35. That was a hard-earned four and a half yards.
Yeah, it looked like it was going to be about a three-yard loss. He's staying down, though. That's not a good sign.
Uh-oh. He was helmeted to the turf right there at the 35-yard line, and he might be a little bit dizzy as he rammed into a would-be tackler after making two or three guys miss. 6:56 to go in the third, and a 21, and Mechanicsburg 6. When action resumes, the Rockets will have second down and about five and a half to go from the 35 of the Indians. Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna specializes in custom-built homes right on the client's lot or any of the new Hoing and Hoing lots northeast of Kettlersville on Rutger Road. And we offer our services for home remodels, additions, outbuildings. And with over 200 years of experience with our current employees, Hoing and Hoing Builders has become one of the premier home builders in the area. So if you're looking for a large 2.5 country acre lot, Hoing and Hoing has lots for sale on Rutger Road. The lots are in the Anna School District and include high-speed internet. For more info and to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144. And Hoing and Hoing is also currently looking for an experienced and highly skilled worker in the construction and finished carpentry field. You would be working with the highest quality craftsmen in the area. For more info, call 937-394-7144. Again, Hoing and Hoing Builders in Anna, currently seeking an experienced and highly skilled worker in the construction and finished carpentry field. That phone number again, 937-394-7144.
They probably don't want my D in wood shop to come in there and apply.
I was pretty good in metalworking.
I was terrible.
I had a C-.
There, yeah. I'm impressed.
A C-plus in wood shop.
I flunked.
Now, mechanical drawing, A-.
Yeah,
I was good in that. I would say Bart Bixler got his bell rung.
I would say, too, which is not good.
No.
Because they're going to go into concussion protocol if that's the case.
Yes.
And they could be looking at him all week, deciding if he's going to be able to play.
He is sitting up now, standing up at the 35. He did get his bell rung.
He is wobbly.
Yes, he is shaky. And guaranteed he is out of this game for a while. I would presume at least every bit of this possession, the remaining plays of it. Second down and 5 for Anna. Line of scrimmage is at the 34.5 of Mechanicsburg. And let's see who the new quarterback is in there for the green and white.
They got Hulskamp taking the direct snap.
Out of the Wildcat. Well, that's something that head coach Nick Marino of Anna has got in his arsenal. It's Riley, Wildcat, makes a man miss behind the line of scrimmage. Tripped up at the 33. He picked up a yard. It's going to be third down and 4 for Anna at the 33.5 of Mechanicsburg. 6.5 to go, third quarter. 21-6, Anna in the lead. Do you see Bart down there on the side, Chuck?
No, I'm looking.
Hulskamp is in the offensive backfield with Malachi Minnick right now.
Yeah, he's sitting on the bench down here being talked to by their training staff.
Yeah, he's right below us, yes. Third down, at least 4.5 to go. Low snap to Hulskamp. He runs it outside left tackle. Oh, look at him skirt the edge. He's on the corner. He's got the first down. Makes a man miss. He sheds another tackler. 25-20. Rumbling down to the 15 goes Hulskamp. Great run by him from the Wildcat spot. First and 10 Rockets from the 15. Bart Bixler down at the far end of the Anna bench directly below us. He is being checked out very closely. Anna back to the line of scrimmage. 5:50 to go, third quarter. 21-6 Rockets. They're on the move. Anna scored on its first possession, second half, trying to make it 2-for-2 in this quarter. in the Wildcat at Jules Camp. It's on the ground, and as he picks it up, he is tripped up behind the line. Slashing through, outstanding defensive play by Jake Hurst, number 33, the super-duper 5'8 linebacker from Mechanicsburg. As he came zipping through and spun the legs out from under Huelskamp. 6 yard deficit back to the 21. So it's 2nd and 16 with 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. And Anna leading 21-6. Mark Bixler is out of this game. Got his bell rung a few plays ago. And he's down below us into the bench. Snap back to Huelskamp. Fake to Minnick. Huelskamp keeps. Tries to get a block from Malachi. He circles the wagons in the offensive backfield. He's nabbed from behind at the 26 or 7. He lost a few more. Well, we may see what Riley Huelskamp looks like throwing the football.
I doubt it. They're putting Axe in the game.
There you go. Brandon Axe started on. Here he comes. He is the backup quarterback to Bart Bixler. So Brandon Axe checks in. He is a 5'8" sophomore. Axe at quarterback. Two receivers to the right for him. Here's the quarterback, Axe, throwing long, high-arching fade pattern. It's a leaping catch attempt at the 2-yard line. Is it on the ground? Is it caught by Leidinger? It's ruled a reception. Magnificent catch by Leidinger, who may have buffaloed the referee.
Well, I'll tell you what, that was a great throw, too, right on the money.
What a throw by Brandon Axe. Marvelous substitution by head coach Nick Marino. And Brandon Axe delivered. Leidinger climbed the ladder. Out jumped the secondary man, DeLong of Mechanicsburg. And that puts Anna down inside the 2-yard line. Goal to go. That's the catch of the game right there. Maybe the catch of the playoffs. Anna runs it. Off left tackle at Huelskamp. Malachi Minnick out in front. It's an easy 6. Huelskamp barrels in.
Well, that was big. I mean, it gives them a 21-point lead now. A chance to go up with the kick up to 22.
And now Bart Bixler can sit out the remainder of this game comfortably. Or at least he can stay on the sideline because his need may not be warranted.
Right.
Bart is now standing up. Extra point try, Zach Gambus. Oh, he place kicks it right through. It's center cut. Anna walloping Mechanicsburg now, 28-6. 3.5 to go, third quarter. 2 drives, second half, Anna, 2 touchdowns. Rockets ahead by 3 scores on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a founding sponsor of ScoresBroadcast.com. We could never have gotten introduced here on Scores back in 06 and 07 without the support and the assistance from LaCal. LaCal supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, salt spreaders, and it manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors all over the world. LaCal Equipment, its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And the present corporation was established in Jackson Center in 1982. And locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs. And ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago thanks to support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Well, it's a squib kick by Anna down to the 32-yard line, run forward 3 yards by the Indians, who start from the 35. 3:29 left to go in the third quarter. Here's an end sweep by Props, Hannah strings it out. Nowhere to go. He's collared and decked at the 32. He lost three.
That was Stewart, and boy, I'll tell you what, he just ran him down from behind.
Yeah. Cam Stewart, like a hunting dog, he tracked props from the rear and dragged him to the turf at the 32, a minus three, second and 13. Heck of a play by Stewart. Two receivers to the right for the Indians, who trail 28-6 late in the third quarter. Quarterback Conley wants to throw, looks middle of the field. Here comes pressure. Here comes Malachi Minnick. Here comes a sack. A minus seven more. The sack man, Malachi Minnick. Third and 20 for Mechanicsburg, which is going backwards.
Yeah, they have minus 1 yard in the third quarter.
Well, to say this is a passing down is an understatement. I tell you what, though, if I'm Mechanicsburg, I'd be fearful of big-time heat on the quarterback here. Trips to the right for the Indians, who need a huge pass play. Oh, here comes blitz pressure. Deep drop by Conley. It's a screen. Anna reads it. Another loss. It's caught by Logan Hurst, but he's drilled. Another minus five.
That was Huelskamp. Boy, he read that perfectly.
Riley Huelskamp with a dynamite defensive play. And believe it or not, it's fourth down and about 23 or 4 yards to go.
Yep.
Conley in punt formation. Minnick and Huelskamp back at the 50. Boy, if Anna can catch this with two deep men, they're going to get great field position. Here's Minnick. Oh, it hits him. It hits him at the 40. It's on the ground. A white shirt's there. A green shirt's there. Who's got it? Recovery by Minnick.
Yeah, that ball took a hop and hit him right in the shin.
Yeah. He played hot potato with it for a bounce or two. Thank goodness for Anna. Minnick plopped on the football in the nick of time. Minute 25 to go, third quarter, Anna in the lead. 28-6, Rockets ball, 40-yard line. Bart Bixler still down at the end of the Anna bench, and now he is up on his feet and slowly walking. And now he takes a little trot down toward the 20-yard line at the south end of Harmon Field. Here is Huelskamp. He is in the Wildcat. Fake pitch out on the play to Shannon. Huelskamp keeps right up the middle. Looking go. He's at the 50, 45. Mechanicsburg in pursuit. They nip at his heels and get him. Way down at the 34. Huelskamp, all boast was gone. He was a shoelace for being in the end zone.
Let me find him. That was Noah Wolf. Noah Wolf saved a touchdown.
Noah Wolf with a hairline tackle. Ooh, that was almost six. I tell you what, this might be a great piece of deception every now and then during the game. Throw Huelskamp in at the Wildcat.
Well, they haven't had to, but you know, he's a nice replacement if you need to put him out there.
Wow, here's Huelskamp. Jab step in the offensive backfield. Tries to use a block for Malachi Minnick, and he's dropped at the 36. A negative two, second down and 12, Anna. Coleman in there on the hit for Mechanicsburg. 30 seconds to go in the third quarter. Anna 28, Mechanicsburg 6. And Riley Huelskamp looks at the clock, and I'm not sure Anna needs to run another play. Yeah, they do. By a second.
Yeah.
Play clock at 14, scoreboard clock at 15. Second down, 12, Anna. 35 and a half of Mechanicsburg. Trips to the left for Riley. I doubt he throws. He rolls left. He slashes outside left tackle. Makes one man miss. He's caught around the knee and hurled to the turf at the 32 or 33. When the fourth quarter starts, it will be third and 8 for Anna at the Mechanicsburg 33, with Anna leading the Mechanicsburg Indians 28-6 on scores broadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG, American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance, with a reputation second to none. The most valued agency in the area. Customizing auto, home, farm, business, and life insurance programs. Barker represents firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. We start the fourth quarter and a third and nine, 33-yard line of Mechanicsburg. Uh-oh, snap back to Brandon Axe. It's loose on the ground. It's still loose. He got on it, lost it, traveled back another 2 or 3 yards, plopped on it once more. A big setback of a dozen. Anna's got to punt the ball away now.
That's three or four bad snaps tonight, which is kind of concerning a little bit.
Uh-huh. New line of scrimmage, 46 of Mechanicsburg. So the Indians weather the storm on this drive after Ann had gotten the ball down inside the 35-yard line.
189 to minus 6 yards in the third quarter for the Rockets.
An enormous disparity. That's why Ann has ripped off two touchdowns to expand the lead from 14-6 to 28-6. Malachi Minnick stands at his 42, takes the snap. Oh, no, he's going to run. It's not, I'm sorry, it's Will Luthman. Luthman runs the football. He gained about, what,
11
or 12. When I think of Malachi Minnick, I think of Will Luthman. When I think of Will Luthman, I think of Malachi. It was Luthman at punt formation. He was not going to punt the football. It was a dead-on run all the way. And he turned upfield. He finally turned upfield. The 36-year-old didn't get that first 36. The fire truck was on a freight train track. 1 minute gone. Quarter. Well, it wasn't as good as a punt, but it was worth a try. Indians start on their own 36, down to 22. Snap back to Conley, deep drop, look out, there's Malachi Minnick, there's another sack. Malachi Minnick is unblockable as he stormed through and put his shoulders up over the shoulders of the quarterback. Conley enveloped him and dropped him to the turf. And the play goes for a deficit of 11, second and 21. And now Mechanicsburg is deeper in a hole below 0 yards.
They got minus 17 yards now for the second half.
That's how good Anna's defense has been. The Rockets have dialed up the heat up front. Here comes blitz pressure again. It's a screen pass in the flat. It is caught by Hurst. Hurst at the 28, spins to the 30 over it. He is nailed right there at the 31. So it's going to be third down and 15 to go for Mechanicsburg. 2 minutes gone, fourth quarter, 28-6, Anna. Last we heard, Howard, Fort Knox, New Middletown, Springfield. The other D6 state semi. 7-7, third quarter. Passing down for Mechanicsburg, and you can bet green shirts will be flying through at the quarterback. We've got 9 in the box for Anna. Snap to Conley. He looks middle of the field. Oh, he's being covered up. He's blanketed, suffocated. Quarterback sacked at the 27. He had no chance.
That was Peppelman and Minnick.
Peppelman and Minnick surrounded the quarterback. No opportunity for the quarterback, Conley. You knew it was coming. And the Indians' offensive line simply could not hold out the green shirts, who had them outnumbered up front about 8-5. 9 minutes to go in the game. Anna should get good field position. Punt upcoming from Conley. Snap back to the 15. Kick by Conley. Line drive boot to Minnick. Minnick spears it in one bounce. Muffs it. Picks it up. He's nailed at the 43, and he goes backwards.
As soon as the ball was bouncing to him, you can see his eyes come up to see where he could run to, and it made him fumble the ball.
The first and 10, Anna over the Rockets, 40. And I would be surprised if we saw Bart Bixler return. Well, that score changed in a hurry. I just announced 7-7 in the third quarter. New Middletown Springfield, 35. Howard East Knox, or is it Howard Fort Knox?
That's any kind of Knox. Knox in box if you're a Dr. Seuss fan.
Yeah, they're getting knocked around tonight. 35-7, New Middletown Springfield will play Anna in the state championship at Canton next Friday in D6, unless things take an unbelievable turnaround. Here is Hillscamp in the offensive backfield for Anna. Bart Bixler is at the helm. He's running the show. He dealt it to Riley. Riley went in reverse, 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and then ran it forward for 7. He wound up running it 17.
Yeah, to get his 8 yards.
Yeah, to get his 7 or 8. That's exactly what I wanted to say. Riley does that often. He will jitterbug around, run 15 or 20, to wind up making a plus half dozen or so. Rarely does he get saddled for a significant loss. Second and 2, Anna, midfield stripe. It is dealt by Bixler. The Hillscamp up the middle, no room. He springs it wide. He's on the edge. 45, 40. He spurts for 10. New line of scrimmage. The Mechanicsburg 40-yard line. Under 8 to go here in the fourth quarter. 28-6, Rockets lead. It was a 14-6 Anna bulge at the half. Anna scored on its first two possessions to start the second half to pull away from a pesky Mechanicsburg bunch. Bart Bixler back at quarterback. Apparently deemed to be okay on the Anna sideline.
Yep, obviously, they wouldn't have him out there.
After getting his bell rung in the third quarter. Bixler, Hulskamp, right up the middle. Plows, second effort, third effort. He turned a 2-yard run into a 5-yard bolt. Second down, 5, Anna.
Next week, I know we'll be in a heated press box if nothing else.
Should be. Have you looked at the long-range forecast?
I don't have any idea what we're supposed to get into. They can't tell us what's going to do tomorrow, so I don't look that far out.
6 minutes and 54 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Anna Rockets lead Mechanicsburg 28-6. Anna to the line of scrimmage. Second down and 5 from the 35. 4 down linemen for the Berg. Bixler spread 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Jab step to the left. Handoff on the play to Hillscamp. Hillscamp slicing. He rips through the Mechanicsburg defense, beyond the linebackers, on the loose. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Hillscamp with a mad dash to the end zone. Rockets pour it on.
What a stiff arm. He was getting ready to be tackled, and he took and put his hand on the kid's helmet and just shoved him to the ground.
Riley Hillscamp is really strong. Yeah, he's 5'10", 5'11". He's lightning fast. He's got great balance, but he is very strong as well. 6:29 to go here in the fourth quarter. 34-6, Anna. Ambus on for his fifth straight PAT.
Now they're going for two.
Anna lines up to go for a two-point conversion. Movement up front. I think it's offside on Mechanicsburg. This is something apparently Anna is experimenting with, Chuck, because who knows? You may need it next Friday.
That's the only reason I could think you'd do it for two here when you're up 28, unless they want to get it to the running clock.
Well, you're right. 36-6 would make it a running clock. Never thought about that. Yeah, that could very well be the reason. Bart Bixler is 7 yards behind the line of scrimmage. A 30-point difference would occur should Anna get the two-point conversion, because the new score would be 36-6. Right now it's 34-6. Here's Bixler. He gives it to Yulskamp. Great blocking. A lot of room. Yulskamp, two-point conversion, untouched. He walks in. 6:29 to go. We've got another running clock for the Anna Rockets. This amazingly would mark the ninth victory in 10 victories in which there would be a Mercy Rule running clock.
That's the only reason I could think of that he would have gone there, just to get the clock running and get everybody off the field.
So the Anna Rockets lead this game by a score of 36-6, 6:29 to go in the fourth. We'll take a break on scoresbroadcast.com.
All my favorite pumpkin treats.
Back at Freshest Big Boy.
Pumpkin cheesecake. Pumpkin spice caramel cake.
Pumpkin pie.
And they're all scrumdilly upsets. And they are for big kids too. Did you know the pumpkin is a new superfood?
All at your local Frisch's, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
And pumpkin!
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Well, we're going to let our listeners know that we're going to make a battery change in our mixer box. We'll make a battery change. It'll take about 15 seconds. Hang with us. Anna kicking off, leading by 30 points, 6:29 to go in the fourth. And we have returned here to Harmon Field in Wapakoneta. Needed to make a battery change. I sensed there was a little warbling sound going on.
Yeah, it sounded like it to me, too.
Yep. And we have fresh new batteries in at the moment. 5:36 to go here in the fourth quarter. Mechanicsburg with a second and one from their own 43-yard line. And the quarterback, Conley, breaks contain, rushes up over the line of scrimmage, gets to the 49. He's ridden out of bounds. Continuous clock in play. 5:20 left here in the fourth quarter. Anna in the lead, 36-6. The batteries power our mixer box, and that mixer box is the heart and soul, along with the brain that's the computer. And that mixer box, in cold weather, sometimes
goes a little faster. Yep. Yeah, we really shouldn't have had a problem with batteries.
Nope. Here is Mechanicsburg running on first and 10 from the 50 to the 47. Pick up a three. Previous play went for a first down. Continuous clock, 4:47, 4:46. Fourth quarter, 36-6 in favor of Anna. Anna Rockets here in the second half. Three unanswered scores. A two-point conversion run by Yulskamp after the last touchdown to push it to 30. Here's Conley rolling right on the dead run. Hits a receiver. DeLong running toward the sideline. DeLong with a nifty reception at the 38-yard line. First down. Well thrown. A strike. Conley to DeLong.
First down by Mechanicsburg.
First and 10 for the Indians inside the Anna 40. 4:06 and counting. Late fourth quarter. A couple of tight ends employed. Receiver to the right, DeLong. Bebout flank left. Power sweep left. It's propsed. He blasts outside left tackle. Chugs to the 34. It'll be second down and 6 for Mechanicsburg. 3:45 to go in the fourth. 36-6 in favor of Anna. This game is 36-6. And New Middletown Springfield in the other state semi in D6 is winning 35-7. And they are undefeated.
Both teams undefeated in
yep.
that game.
So Anna will get the unbeaten New Middletown Springfield Club in the D6 state championship next Friday at a time to be announced. And that running play by Mechanicsburg is stuffed at the line of scrimmage. Kovacs on the hit for Anna right at the 35, a loss of a yard and a half. Third and 7, Mechanicsburg, 3 minutes to go, fourth quarter. Anna well in front, 36-6. One receiver left, one to the right for the QB. Here is Hurst, hands it off on the play. Two props, he's got an opening up the middle. He bolts through it, chews up yards, 30, 25, knocked down at the 24. Good run by Propst. Two and a half to go in the fourth quarter. First and 10, Mechanicsburg at the Anna 24-yard line. 36-6 Rockets. Anna's in the state championship next Friday at a time to be determined against New Middletown Springfield. The ball is put in the ground, but Conley, the quarterback, back at the 30-yard line. It's loose. The green shirts got it. Anna recovery. Who got that football, Chuck?
I'm going to guess 70. What number is that? 6 or 8? 78. 78.
Nice recovery by the Rockets, Zach Cost. Well done by Anna. And the public address got it wrong the first time. You nailed it right the first time.
I couldn't tell if that was an 8 or a 6.
Then it was corrected by the PA man, Zach Cost. Recovery for Anna. That nullifies the drive of Mechanicsburg. The continuous clock still in play. We're down to 2:11 to go in the fourth quarter. Anna leads it 36-6. First and 10 Rockets from their own 30. And Anna's got 8 timeout left. Mechanicsburg with its full complement of 3. My mistake, each team with 3. May not be a need for Anna to use one, nor should Mechanicsburg use one. It's all academic now. Victory formation for the Rockets, who take a loss on first down. Negative 3, second and 13. 90 seconds to go, and this one's in the books. The Anna Rockets had a test for 2 quarters. Led Mechanicsburg at the half, 14-6. It was a 7-6 game at one stage in the first half. Anna poured it on in the second half of play to win the game with 30. Mechanicsburg actually had a few more yards than Anna after 2 periods. Mechanicsburg's run game strutted its stuff in the first 2 quarters. Mechanicsburg did a pretty good job spying on Bickler and Yuleskamp in the first half. But those 2 young men broke loose in the final 2 quarters, especially Riley. Bart went out when rammed in the helmet on a tackle. He was out for a couple series. Yuleskamp did extremely well running the Wildcat. Anna pulls away, blitzes Mechanicsburg. The Rockets defense time and time again put blitz pressure on Conley, the throwing quarterback for Mechanicsburg, sacked him often. We're down to the final half minute. The Rockets go to a knee, and it's all over. Final seconds tick away. Here come the Indians across the field. Here come the Rockets across the field, and they'll meet at midfield with time on the clock. Anna doesn't need to run another play. It is over. Anna 36, Mechanicsburg 6, as the Rockets win it big. Anna on to the state championship in Division 6 next Friday at a time to be determined. It could be at 10, it could be at 3, 10 a.m. or 3 p.m. We'll have the coverage for you right here on Scores Broadcast next Friday at a time to be determined. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, including 2 in Rushi, Superior Aluminum, and the Francis Schulze Company. Superior provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. And Francis Schulze distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. And so many thanks to a couple new underwriting sponsors, Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs, and business consultants in Fort Loramie, and Hoing Builders in Anna on McCartyville Road. Chuck, Anna Rockets turned away Mechanicsburg, which gave the home club, the green and white, a stiff test for 2 quarters. Anna equal to the challenge
this was probably good prep for Anna in advance of the state title game next Friday.
Well, that's the first time since the Marion local game that they had to play in the second half. They had every game won at halftime since that game. So, yeah, it did not hurt them at all to go in at halftime, do some adjusting. The coaches had to do some adjusting, which they haven't had to do. And, yeah, the Rockets came out in the second half and absolutely took care of business.
Yeah, what did hurt, and it could very well be felt in the state championship game, that wasn't felt in the second half tonight, the loss of Isaac Egbert, leading tackler on the year, went out with a lower arm injury that didn't return, missed better than half the game did Egbert. But Anna's defense stiffened, was great in the second half. Special teams outstanding as well. Five successful conversions, four kicks, a two-pointer. Luthman Dynamite punting the football again. He excelled on kickoffs. And Mechanicsburg ran the ball extremely well first half. Anna was beaten up front on the line of scrimmage for the most part. First two quarters, not so second half.
No. They I think they were a little shocked by the speed of Mechanicsburg in that first half, but they adjusted great, and they only had two more yards at halftime, 185-183, and for the game, 532 yards for the Rockets, 197 for Mechanicsburg.
Wow. Anna reeled off 100 plus more yards than it usually gets per game against this stout Mechanicsburg defense, which, by the way, in a number of positions on the field is young. This Mechanicsburg team has got some good young people coming back next year, and you can bet 10-year head coach Kurt Forrest, a good friend of Anna head coach Nick Marino, will have the Indians playing deep in the playoffs in 2020.
I was impressed by how well they were coached, the way they played. They just ran into a team that had more athletes.
Yep, Anna wins at 36-6. Don't forget Brookins tomorrow night in Fort Loramie. Two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops, plus many savory sandwiches, cheesy and meaty homemade pizza, juicy roasted chicken. Carl Arns creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Enjoy that new late-night menu, open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. You can't beat Brookins, 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com. Well, Bart Bixler, who got his bell rung in the third quarter of this game, Chuck, seems to have enough wherewithal to conduct a TV interview out at the 45-yard line after this game has ended.
Well, there is absolutely no way in the world they would have put him back in the game if he wasn't 100% ready to go back out there.
Right, exactly. You could tell down on the sideline in a very meticulous fashion the concussion protocol was being followed, and it eventually was determined that Bart could go back in. Now, that was after Riley Yoskamp ran the Wildcat splendidly.
Yeah, he did, and I'll tell you what.
And how about the long
Brandon Axe came in and threw a bomb on third down and 27?
Yeah.
And he threw a 28-yard pass down the line or to the two, and that's where they got another score out of it.
And that clinched it. That put it in the bag for good. What a win by Anna. Rockets advance on. Now 13-1 on the year in the state championship in D6. Next Friday, either at 10 or at 3. Mechanicsburg bows out of the postseason with a final season record of 11-3. Losses to Anna here tonight, and to West Liberty Salem and West Jefferson. Congrats to head coach Kurt Forrest in his 10th year. Another fine campaign. His buddy Nick Marino advances on at Anna.
Well, if we're going to go all the way to Canton next week, they might as well win the state championship.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
Clancy's players of the game for the Rockets. It's the usual suspects. Riley Yuleskamp, Malachi Minnick, and Will Luthman. Those three were the dominant players tonight for the Rockets.
That's Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, but fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Want to make a special note. Thanks so much to the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Big sale coming up starting December 1st on Rushi Versailles Road at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Sale on December 1, 15 to 50% off on all items made in the store. That's the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Thanks as well to another fine underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets, helping vets get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282, 498-7282. Thanks as well to Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Store. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies, Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. And a big shout out once more to the fine folks at Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, plus Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, which came on board last spring. Dan Eilerman Construction LLC in Fort Loramie. And our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News. Well, until next Friday at either about 9:30 a.m. or 2:30 p.m., time to be announced. Until then, in advance of the state championship kickoff at either 10 or 3. This is Jack Kramer for our chief engineer, Ron Mooney.
We've got a girls' game Tuesday night.
Got a girls' basketball game Tuesday. Thanks for reminding me. West Liberty Salem, which inflicted one of two losses on the Fort Loramie girls last year, comes to Fort Loramie for the return match. Tuesday night tip, 7:30. Webcast time, 7:10. Tuesday night, Fort Loramie, West Liberty girls, Anna State Championship football. Next Friday at 9:30 a.m. or 2:30 p.m. Stay abreast of our website for the updated scoresbroadcast.com webcast schedule. Now, obviously, the OHSAA website will be posting state championship game times in the next 24 to 36 hours or so.
Yep.
So for Ron, for Chuck, Jack Kramer saying goodnight from Harmon Field here in Wapakoneta, where the Anna Rockets have won the state semifinal and advanced to next Friday's state championship in D6, routing Mechanicsburg 36-6.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.